the Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebabs right for Anish? Get Franis.
What? Anyway, how is your sex life?
Good morning, everybody. Today's Power Trip comedians are Beth Stelling and DJ Demers.
Now, I've worked in food service. I served two tours in bagel shops. And the first one was in college at a place called Bagel and Deli. And in college, the way that I ate, it was almost as if a single dad lived inside of me. And he would just whisper stuff like, "What'd your mom say you can't have?" And I'd say, "Icing, cake batter, cookie dough. She tells me to slow down when I'm eating." He's like, "Yeah, but what does she know?" So he got two weekends a month, but full custody of what I eat in the dark. And and then I graduated, and then I just transferred to a bigger bagel shop in Chicago. There, I continued to serve bagels straight to my face. And I got pretty chubby, so chubby that I remember hopping onto the scale, and I looked down at the scale, and it said 198. And I thought, can we get there? We did.
I was bowling with a buddy, and he had one of those amazing shots, you know, where he, like, bowled it, and then almost went in the gutter, and then curved at the last second, came back, knocked them all down. It was a strike, and he was walking back towards me. He was all pumped up, and I was like, "Hey, man, that was a hell of a shot." I was worried for a second, because you were right on the precipice. And, yeah, it made an impact. My problem is after I use a big word, I get real possessive. I feel a sense of ownership. If I'm talking to you and I use a big word and I can tell it made an impact on you, I don't want to hear that word coming out of your mouth. Okay? That's my word. We both know that. Because after I bowled my turn, I was walking back and my buddy was talking to the two girls in the lane beside us. And they must have complimented his shot. I heard him talking to them, and he was like, "Oh, thank you so much. I was worried for a second because it was right on the precipice." I was like, "Hey, man, can I talk to you for a second?" He was like, "Yeah, what's up?" I'm like, "What's up?" "So you're using precipice now. You didn't even know that word 5 minutes ago, dude." He said, "I did too." I said, "He did not." He said, "I did too, okay? Stop admonishing me." Didn't realize I was talking to a fellow sesquipedalian over here. That's not me. A sesquipedalian, by the way, is someone who likes using big words. Feel free to use that one. Just not around me. All right?
And it feels that big.
That's right.
What?
Jesus. Jesus.
Dirty bitch!
Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Oh, man. Oh,
rips the helmet off Rudolph's head and then eventually swings it and hits him in the head. I hate that anybody even has to watch this. This
is barbaric,
is what this is.
That was freaking crazy.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. Myles Garrett just swinging helmets at the skull of Mason Rudolph. Why not?
I don't know.
Hoo-ah!
That was freaking crazy.
Hoo-ah! Yeah. Hit him in the head with the helmet.
He did. Yeah. Hit him right in the head, man. Yeah. Hit him right in the noggin.
God dang head with the helmet.
Rudolph turns around and is like,
What? Did you see that?
Did anybody see that he just hit me in the head with my helmet?
Yeah, we all saw it. Yeah, everybody saw it on TV. Yeah.
The entire brawl is on the KFAN page, Power Trip page.
Swing helmets and heads.
You put that on the Power Trip page all by yourself?
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's his job.
It's my job, right?
That's one of your major jobs, yes.
Miles Garrett doesn't think it's the biggest story of the night.
I made a mistake. I lost my cool, and I regret it. It's going to come back to hurt our team. The guys who jumped in the little scrum, I appreciate my team having my back, but it just never got to that point. That's on me.
How tough is it for you guys to play the game, kind of game you did, and then to have it all seem to be overshadowed by that play?
A win's a win. I don't think it's overshadowed by what happens in 8 seconds.
I like that the reporter chickened out to just saying, "You're stupid ass." He basically said, "By that play." That's not a play.
No.
By that, he pauses. That play. Anyway, Browns won 21-7. Miles Garrett thinks it was a good win. All right. That was freaking crazy.
That's freaking crazy.
That was freaking crazy. Hey, I got you on video.
The cops may have you on video as well.
A lot of people have you on video now.
All right, this is the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Friday, November 15th. I'm Corey. That's Chris. That's Paul. AJ's here. No Creasel today.
He's hunting.
Yeah, hunting.
He's hunting man.
Yeah, he
probably. I don't know about that.
No, Priest is hunting man, and AJ is hunting for win number 100 today.
That's today?
99 victories at initials, 100 on the line a couple hours from now. Boy.
Is it true that I'm hunting for loss number 200? I think I read that.
I think somebody said that's correct.
Well, that'll happen.
You just keep on swinging.
Yeah.
I'm like Marquise Pouncey.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he kicked him.
Yeah, keep kicking him. That's what I do, too.
That looked like a UFC fight at the end there, where he pounces on the unconscious corpse and then just kicks and punches. And whoever the lineman, honestly, the lineman for Philadelphia, the Pittsburgh, that was between Pouncey and him was kind of protecting him from Pouncey. He was probably talking trash, but he was just laying on the body, taking some of the blows.
Ooh.
Speaking of kicking, trying to defeat you and slow you down from win number 100, former Gopher kicker Dan Nystrom.
Well,
remember this?
Number 2 Penn State on the ropes. Dan Nystrom for the win. Have beaten the number 2 team in the country.
Just bombed it right down the middle, right over the top of LeVar Arrington. No, that's an ESPN call.
It sounded like Grimm a little bit, didn't it?
Kind of did. Yeah,
it's a TV call. 1999, one of the biggest moments in Gopher history. And again, that's not necessarily a knock on Dan, but there aren't a lot of great Gopher football moments. But that was one of them. They knocked off the number 2 team in the country.
Paul, you'll know a lot better than I will. Your timeline for this, was that like LeVar Arrington?
Yes.
It was LeVar Arrington.
When he would jump over the offensive line like once a game and block a kick?
So they practice kicking over a ladder. There was a big story of it, I think, in the Star Tribune.
Recently?
When that came out. And they would practice kicking over a ladder, because that's how high up LeVar Arrington could get.
It was just nuts.
Ladder up, bitch!
I think the next day was a picture of LeVar Arrington like this, and it barely went over his arm. But, it was sweet.
So we're going to preview Iowa and the Gophers with former Gopher kicker Dan Nystrom. He'll be here at like 7:30, just hanging out, and then playing initials at 8:15.
I know it becomes a bit of an arms race with the jerseys and the helmets and everything, but I'm watching the video of this kick right now. No kid would want to wear those uniforms. I know it's old, it's 99, but my goodness, I can't believe the difference in just the look of this football team. It looks like
a bunch of dorks.
District 5 hockey team in Mighty Ducks.
Yep. All right.
Wow, and he did get so high.
Well, who, LeVar Arrington?
Yeah, my gosh. And he was the second overall pick.
Now, yes, wasn't there another defensive Penn Stater that same year that was a top 10 pick?
Well, Courtney Brown, but he, man, was he, did he go to the first pick?
Yeah, was that the year they had the top two picks?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I think Brown was the first pick.
Yeah. Yeah, you Courtney Brown was definitely was the first pick.
There was only a website where we could verify any of this.
Yeah, man.
2000 NFL draft.
We'd have to go to the library and look it up in a book.
Courtney Brown, number one. LeVar Arrington, number two. Cleveland and Washington.
And then didn't Washington have the third pick that year?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Chris Samuels.
Yeah, the offensive tackle from Alabama.
Jeepers, look at you.
Remember when we tested him a couple months ago and we said, who was the first pick this year?
Yeah, remember when
he couldn't remember.
But
no, I don't.
I feel like you could relate to this too, Corey. This was his wheelhouse. When he was a junior, senior in college, in high school, that's when we actually cared about sports. And we knew the full Minnesota Twins roster. And we knew, you know, the Timberwolves' sixth man off the bench.
Yeah, Hawk can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I was a big fan of basketball and stuff.
Hawk can relate to that fight last night because that looked like somebody was trying to steal someone's women.
Yeah, use whatever you can. Yeah. You swim.
That's right. I was literally screaming at Marquise, kick him again. Yeah. Kick him again. He started it. Kick him.
Did you see the slow-mo video of Rudolph getting hit in the head with the helmet?
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
I thought he missed it first.
And then, no.
Well, because Rudolph reacted like, did you see that? Not like, man, I just got hit with a helmet.
Yeah, man. He got hit with helmet. He's unsung. God, I love this record.
Yeah. I never really even liked the rest of it. I just like this song.
Who is this?
Helmet.
Oh, yeah. This used to be a Power Trip staple, right?
Oh, this song, man.
This song.
This whole record, man. Yeah. I just love this record.
Love this song.
Fuck you, yeah, they were, you could just hear them going, come on, that was always the best.
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
When a video that came on that they liked.
Yes!
It was one of two things. It was either an absolute rocker or just chicks in bikinis. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, Beavis's tone would go up.
Yes!
Hey, baby.
Yeah, oh yeah. Look at that. The best is when they watch the Wicked Game video. He touches the TV.
I miss that show.
So do I. I just love when they would get excited.
AJ, have you watched The Mandalorian yet on Disney Plus?
So I started it two nights ago, and I was way overtired, and I fell asleep. And
there were 6 hours of buffering?
Oh, no.
How bad was the connection for you? Do you have any problems?
The only time I've had the issues with buffering is at when I first boot up. So, but once it gets going, on whether it's a kid's movie or anything, I haven't had issues. Is there, a widespread?
No, there were just all those problems on day one.
Day one sucked, yeah.
I just didn't know.
Day one, I wasn't able to get into certain pages on the website. Mm. But once I got going, I was up and running.
It's awesome. Mandalorian, Star Wars.
I legitimately, with a good conscience, saw about 10 minutes of it. And then I was... And then I woke up 5 minutes later. You know, and it had nothing to do with the show. Cool concept. They're doing it well. I mean, they're not goofing around with this. This is it's a legit Star Wars, up to the standard of the last couple movies. But I haven't been able to get through it yet.
All right,
I'm so happy for Gina Carano, man.
Yeah,
what a cool thing.
What a
cool
career. Because she's kind of dabbled in stuff, but this is big.
It's the butterfly effect. She was on SportsCenter with Chris Connolly like a week ago. And I forget was it Cyborg? Who beat her way back in the day in UFC?
Yeah, Chris Cyborg, yeah.
So she was saying how weird it is that if she wins that fight, her whole life is different. Instead, she loses that fight and the butterfly effect starts taking course. And she's like, I don't think I'm acting and doing this and doing that if my UFC career had continued and she continued to dominate. So she was like, in a weird way, that was the best loss ever.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool. She seemed really super nice, though.
Just got beat up in that fight, too. And she was great. She changed everything for women, man. She was the first that I remember really big star female fighter in the UFC, man.
Correct. And they showed clips of people like Ronda Rousey giving credit to Gina Carano inspiring her. And
how far behind was Rousey? Like, how far?
Probably just a handful of years.
Yeah, 5 years, probably.
But they didn't overlap.
I don't think so.
Not in the UFC.
No, not at all. No,
God, you used to love Gina Carano. Man,
I absolutely did, and she was a badass. She was a straight badass, and then I think she did one of the Fast and Furious movies or something, and then Deadpool. Right? She was a
She's
in Deadpool. Maybe the second one.
She did a Steven Soderbergh film too, and I forget which one.
Was it Traffic? Was it?
No. God, if there was only a website where we could verify some of this information.
Yeah, I can't be concerned with that.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about accuracy.
Well, you are on the right show, my friend. You have made a very wise career decision.
You know what I like? The first Santa Claus movie.
I've never seen any of them.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. They're the best.
You haven't seen the first? Popo Gigio.
Yeah, my sister loves those
naked
films.
Totally naked.
We used to walk, I think I've told this story before, we used to walk around the house at the end of, towards the end of the movie when they're getting into go mode, and they would walk down the hall and they put their arms in front of them like this.
Yeah.
We would walk around the house nonstop like that.
Yeah, that was
like the elves.
They were doing it to ZZ Top.
Yeah.
You got
great
legs.
Great point.
I love that movie. Field Dressed a Cat.
It got kind of weird after that.
Yeah, I love that movie, man. That's
good. Does this look like a little weight to you? Is that from the first one?
Yeah.
That's a good line.
I shave and I look like this.
Yeah. I love Christmas films.
I know.
Well, just diet.
We put up the Christmas tree yesterday, Chris.
Good job. We did too, dog. Yeah, man, that was awesome. That's the way to do it, dog.
Christmas music was going. We had the Mickey Mouse Twice Upon a Christmas on the TV for Mac.
People were cracking skulls on TV.
Yeah. It was a perfect Christmas.
Holiday season.
All right, Front Page Sports is next. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
By the way, false reporting, fake news. It wasn't legs, it was sharp-dressed man. Dang it.
You were way off.
I was way off. Hey, Corey.
Yes, sir.
This 11-year-old kid named Sam won Chick-fil-A for a year, and he was interviewed on Channel 11 at the new Cheektowaga location. I don't know where the hell that's at. Someplace, but it's not here. But listen to this, young man. This is you at 11. Listen to this.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken. Well,
I mean, I don't like chicken sandwiches. I don't like fried chicken.
Look at him.
But the kid's got the same spirit I probably had at 11 years old.
The kid's 11 years old, but he looks like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, I've seen
the video.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
DJ Joe Nelson in the back.
I know.
Yeah, Raising Cane's wouldn't play Miley Cyrus at a grand opening.
Oh, I love that kid, man.
We got Chick-fil-A for a year once, Paul.
Yeah, I was... they woke us all up at like 10:30.
Yeah, you got crabby.
Yeah, I lost it because I was finally warm laying on the ground, but it was fun. It was a good bit.
We camped out. It was earlier in the year than this, and it was 20 degrees. Thankfully, we had three people in a two-person tent.
Hey!
And then the next week, they opened one in Maple Grove, and it was like 60.
Yeah, we would have rather have done that, yeah.
All right, you guys ready for a whole bunch of cool sports?
I love sports.
I love sports, man.
Great. Well, Front Page Sports is brought to you by our friends at Ryan Pasigala.
Way to go, Ryan Pasigala.
I don't think that's his name.
You keep saying that, but you're wrong.
The Browns beat the Steelers 21-7 to, I guess, theoretically keep their season alive. They are now 4-6. The Steelers fall to 5-5, but everybody's talking about Myles Garrett crushing Mason Rudolph with a helmet.
Yeah.
Right, his helmet was off. He grabbed the helmet of Mason Rudolph and cracked him over the skull. And the show before us brought up the fact that Mason Rudolph just is a couple of weeks away from having a concussion. Right? 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, whatever, had a concussion. Now he just gets a...
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Here's another
back.
One. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here welcome you back. Go.
And they play that team in 2 weeks, man. They play him again in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
one less player.
I would bet, yeah, I think he'd be suspended the rest of the year.
Five games left for them?
Yeah, one, two, three, four, five, six. I wonder how much longer, if it goes into next season.
Man, the season's almost over.
Yeah, there's, well, yeah, the Vikings.
Gosh darn ridiculous.
Yeah.
Good, I want my weekends back.
Now the weekend's finally here.
You haven't had to work all month.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear a damn word.
You play cards all weekend.
I didn't play. I was tired. I played hockey in Dallas.
I was here. Yeah. Yeah. Hockey and I are here. Doing the work.
You don't do anything. The work. Sauce walks around and just pouts and complains. You don't work here.
Hey, don't push this on me that you don't show up. Hey, best.
You go home at halftime because you have nothing to do.
Okay, but the best ability is availability, and I'm here.
The what now?
What's the best man? Ability is availability, and I'm here, and the fan.
Right.
And we're no longer here.
Yeah, we are.
I just disagree.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
but
okay. Hey, you show up. You're like Dave Mason.
Show up. You get Dave Mason.
Dave Mason.
You mean Mason Rudolph?
No, Dave Mason.
Dave Mason.
Dave Mason.
The guy that sings "Spirit in the Sky."
You show up.
We just disagree. Yeah.
You show up.
Bitch.
You get free food.
Bitch.
You complain to Abbott.
Check.
You distract people and get Tenna be pissed because they're not focused on their jobs.
You hit people in the head with their helmet.
Zach does the highlights now. Zach does the highlights. So you don't even do that. You don't do anything.
Yeah, but. Availability is the best ability.
Hanging out is not working. That's why I'm leaving at halftime. One time you went home. This was like 3 months, 2 months ago. You had Muppet here pregame. Then you left early to take her home, I think. And then you came back and you're like, I guess there's nothing to do. I'll go home. Like, why? You brought your dog and then went home.
Were you here?
Yeah. I was here because I saw your dog.
Yeah, but raise your hand if you skipped work for a concert.
Oh, I didn't. AJ
okay,
did.
You and AJ.
That's right.
Yeah, 21 Pilots was better than the Washington game.
21 Pilots is for people who think that
Imagine
that one
Dragons
band's too heavy.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
21 Pilots is 10 times better than
Don't
Imagine
encourage
Dragons.
It. Agreed.
We're all making valid points this morning.
Yeah, but I'm necessary. I'm needed. I'm you
not
don't want
for Vikings games. You're not
okay. Fine, then I won't show up anymore.
That'd be great.
Would you work for me on Sunday? Because I'd like a day off.
The Wild won 3-2 over the Arizona Coyotes. Goals for the Minnesota Wild went to Fiala, Greenway, and Parisi. Oh, you guys are excited about the Wild win.
Well, that's a good win.
Yeah, but go shoot you.
What are they, 4-1-1 at home?
Maybe, yeah.
All they do is win at home. They just can't win on the road. It's too bad 95% of their games are on the road.
Yeah. Who the hell is this? Is this Dave Mason?
Take a guess.
Pantera?
No, it's Helmet.
Still Helmet.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know Helmet had more than one hit.
They didn't.
They did. This is a huge hit.
Is this a different lead singer, or is this the same guy? Because last time it was like Ozzy kind of sounding.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they went to... did they go to MIT or Harvard? Do you remember?
I think it was Harvard.
Yeah.
There was only a website where we could verify this information.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm bored.
Yeah, and I don't want to put Helmet into Google.
What?
Carmelo Anthony's going to sign with the Portland Trailblazers.
That sounds delicious.
Jeepers. Did he play last year?
No.
No. Not basketball.
Hurt or because he was just not good?
I think he just didn't play.
He played,
he's just
old. He played Pokemon
he got bought
Go.
Out. Oh, yeah. Pokemon comes out today.
What?
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
What?
Excuse me.
He's pulling out his sword today?
And his shield.
Wow. Well, got to be safe.
You're gonna buy that and play that?
Eventually. I've got too much on my plate right now.
In the meantime?
Like Luigi's Nerds! Mansion.
Like Luigi, why not?
Luigi's Mansion. Duh.
Nerds!
I played Red Dead Redemption yesterday.
You did?
How'd that go?
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I was better this time than
it was
the
better.
First time.
It was better.
Yeah.
Paul, your hands up.
It took him like 30 minutes to get past the wolves part where the wolves come
down. Oh, you played from
over.
The beginning again?
Yeah. Well, he didn't have his system here. And in fairness, it took him 10 of those 30 minutes were getting the shotgun out of the holster again.
Yeah.
That was very frustrating. And the great thing was our listeners were so lovely to me because they kept saying, like I was a child. All right, son.
push the L button
on the right. No, no, not the trigger.
Yeah, and then I walk in and he's just repeating everything Arthur says.
Yeah, but I would say bitch at it.
You were more I was surprised of a rebel.
How much of the story you remembered.
Yeah, me too.
You knew someone was going to pop out of this little corner. And...
Yeah, that's right.
You never finished the game, did you?
Never did. Nope.
That's
nope.
Too bad.
Yeah.
It was
I have a hard time
ending.
Finishing. Blue Chew Chewables.
Yeah.
It's a really, really fun ending.
I think you have a problem finishing.
How would you know?
I've heard.
Dude, and the third one's just like 13 or 14 years away.
I can't wait.
Hey, what comes out next? Another Tool album or Red Dead Redemption 3?
Or you working a Viking team?
I hope Red Dead Redemption 3, because the Tool record's really not that great.
I'm working the Vikings game on Sunday.
Are you?
Yeah, they have a noon game against the Denver Broncos.
You doing a shift at the bar?
What about?
I'll be there.
What about the game against Seattle?
No, it's a night game. No thanks.
What about the Monday night game against Green Bay?
Absolutely not. No
and
thanks.
That Sunday night game against the Chargers?
Absolutely not. Not going to work a night game.
You guys see that puppy with that with a tail growing out of his forehead?
Yeah, he was wandering the streets wherever he was.
Well,
he's
a freak.
Jeez, Christopher Allen.
I'm just kidding. Have you seen him, though?
Yeah.
He's like a unicorn.
You'd adopt him.
Hell yeah, I would.
Yeah, you'd pay a lot of money for him.
I'll give him whatever he needs. He's a puppy.
I love that dogs are lesser than us, because if it was a human that had a tail growing out of his forehead and you're like, what a freak! You'd get like, you can't make fun of people with disabilities. Well, he's got a tail growing out of his forehead, but since the dog...
Look at that little sunbitch.
Right, since it's a dog, Chris has a free pass to just rip him. Jeez.
What are you doing?
Knocking staplers over? Breaking computers?
Listen, that dog doesn't know what I just said. And I love him already. I'd adopt the hell out of him.
Would you adopt a dog with a full-grown tail coming out of his forehead?
Hell yeah. I'd adopt a dog with a full-grown wiener growing out of his forehead. Look at him. Look at Narwhal. Oh, it is
that what
doggy.
They named him? Narwhal?
Yeah, it is. Isn't that
genius
the perfect name? Isn't it perfect?
That's awesome.
Isn't it? He got a little tail growing out of his forehead. I know.
That dog looks dumber than hell.
Corey,
it doesn't wag, does it?
Chris, he can't hear us.
He wouldn't.
He doesn't understand
work.
What I'm saying.
He wouldn't skip work for a 21 Pilots
right.
concert.
He likes Imagine Dragons. He's not a P word.
More to my point, by the way. More to my point. If Narwhal was here for a Vikings broadcast, would be just as valuable as meat sauce. Would be here for the free food. Would wander around and then go home.
Yeah, unwanted.
I wonder, you know, it's weird because it flops back and forth, right?
What, are you still watching the dog video?
Well, yeah, look. Look.
Yeah, but they there's an x-ray and they show that it doesn't have any effect on
it. Yeah, so they're not going to take it off there.
Yeah, why would you?
But because he's got a tail growing out of his forehead.
Think if Abby saw that video, you would have to put so much money down to get that dog.
Oh, look at that dog eating bumpers. Bumpers.
Yeah, and if we're going to talk dogs, let's do this right here.
I wonder if it's going to grow as he grows.
No, Corey,
no,
what the hell?
No! Spend all your
time waiting. Why don't you just adopt that dog with that stupid face?
I would.
Yeah, I would.
Bring that bitch in here.
God,
boy or girl.
If you were up for adoption, no one would want you.
No.
I'm with a tail growing on my forehead.
No, but your attitude's worse.
I wish you did. I wish you'd grow a big old dong out of your forehead.
Yeah,
that's what I wish.
Be good for ratings.
Yeah, it'd be good for your other
How
job,
would it be
too.
Be good for ratings.
Yeah, why would it be great?
Because we're on the radio.
Yeah, we get news coverage.
Yeah, but every time you turn it, would just go.
He's right.
Oh, Corey must be working. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not funny, Corey.
And I'd be
why don't
over there
you
flicking it all the time.
A lot of physical jokes for radio.
But you can hear.
There's a little sound to that one.
There's Corey turning.
Yeah. Come here. Let me flick your forehead dong.
Sorry, he's crabby.
He's so crabby.
If you guys were making fun of my forehead dong, I would clearly just sue this whole company and then just quit.
I'd call you Nardong.
Yeah. I'd call you Donghead.
Nardog? Like Andy Bernard from Cornell?
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh,
adopt him. He's behind a cage.
Somebody else already adopted him.
Yeah, obviously.
Jeez, that must be a pretty desperate family.
Well, that's mean.
But look at that freak.
It's not a freak.
At least his vagina's straight.
Yeah. He doesn't pee sideways.
Yeah, like you do.
How dare you?
Dog.
You can't rip my dog.
Yes, I can.
Why?
You rip mine.
When have I ripped your dog?
You said it watches me move.
It's not.
That's not his fault. He wishes he could hide behind his tail.
Yeah, she definitely does it against her will.
Yeah. She wishes she had a tail growing out of her head so she would cover her eyes.
Puppies are the whole best in the whole
world. Of course. Yeah. Now Hockey's going to buy one for Christmas.
I've got two already.
That's never stopped you.
You're right.
How about those kitties that were in yesterday?
Sauce is allergic to them.
I know. Don't bring the kitties in here, even though I lived with one for a year.
Yeah, but I was forced to.
That was not his choice.
I had no choice.
Everybody has a choice, slut.
Yeah, your choice could have been, well, then I'm not going to live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for a while, there was some sweet lovemaking going on, and I'd sit on broken glass to make
with
sweet love.
With the cat?
No, with the lady I lived with, you pervert. Everybody's coming down on me today.
What, lucky?
Great tune. Like Hockey's old people porn addiction?
It's not an addiction. It's a fandom.
He dabbles. I'd like to get those cats back in here and just shove them right down your sweatshirt.
Yeah, man.
Man, you know what?
Hope that a weird tail grows out of your forehead.
Sometimes.
That's his allergic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like a garbage pail kid.
I'd like to see you with a tail.
I'd like to see you with a tail.
Good one. It was a solid comeback.
That's a hell of a comeback.
Yeah.
I got to give you credit for that one.
You took an improv class. He's quick.
Speaking of that,
one
it's time for our national cash contest. Text the keyword super to 200-200 to enter for your shot to put a grand in your hand. Standard text message and data rates apply.
We should have a bet today, like just a side bet. And whoever loses like the Fantasy Charge Challenge this week has to tape a tail to their forehead and wear it all day Monday.
Hmm. Like, where do you just get a tail?
Well, but honestly, for people like me, it wouldn't matter because I'm not going to get embarrassed wearing a tail in front of you guys, and then I'd go home.
Right.
Mm. Right?
Yeah.
My wife and kids don't talk to me, so they wouldn't even notice.
You're definitely not working the Vikings game. So.
No, it's probably a Monday nighter. I'm off. Again, that was my favorite thing over the weekend, is Chad sent me a text Sunday night going, hope you're enjoying your last night off for Vikings games, because you're working the rest. Au contraire, bonjour.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, good one. Let's pretend we actually have some authority around here. Good one.
We do. The power chip does. We have clout.
No,
we get
him.
To do what we want. Oh,
him.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not making fun of you.
No, you're making fun of me. I'm like, do you think he gets to tell us when
but,
we work?
But I love when he does
Did
that.
Did we just meet?
You're like, okay. See you there, bud.
Chris learned that about a decade ago when Abbott's like, you guys should blah, 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 blah. Chris goes, okay.
I love
and then he walks out of the room and goes, we're never doing
he it. Sent that. Email. He sent that email yesterday about that like quiet talking bit, and no one responded.
Well, I'm really bad at responding to emails, mainly because I just don't care.
Yeah.
But that's number one. And number two is I see you guys every day. So when somebody has an idea like that, it's, all right, let me think about it. I'll just talk to you about it. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
And to be fair, every email he sends me goes directly in the trash.
Yeah, I told him that.
It doesn't go to my inbox anymore.
Yeah, no one's going to look at that.
No, definitely not. All right, more of the Power Trip. Morning Show after this, the Fantasy Charge Challenge at 640.
Remember
I assume Priest was calling in.
Hell yeah, Weatherman. I love this song.
Sweet song. I forgot about this.
It's about a serial killer.
Parrish at 7. Dan Nystrom about 7:30. We'll play initials at 8:15. AJ's going for win number 100. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Duh.
So I read this morning, Ozzy's got a new record coming out. We all know that. And he's getting up there, obviously. Looks like he's going to do a tour again. And who knows, it may be his last tour. You just never know. And then I read that freaking Marilyn Manson's the opening band.
Hmm.
I would definitely go see that. Man, what a show.
Duh.
I saw him on that... I forget the song, the record that had Mob Scene and all those songs on it, you know? I saw that tour. Was that crazy? That's a top five concert experience.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen him live. I got to think it's unbelievably bizarre.
On this
he's got
tour,
some rockers.
He walked around on stilts. He still had like Twiggy and all those, the guys dressing weird. And I had to walk through a bunch of church folk telling me I shouldn't go into the concert.
Right.
To get in there. So that made it a little more fun. They were telling me stuff about me. And I was like, you're right. But can I please get into the concert? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I need to buy a t-shirt.
I don't
I'll worry
mean to
about
be mean.
That tomorrow. I'm here to rock.
Yeah. You're right. I'm not good. Can I please get into the concert now?
I wonder how many days do you think they've done that without ever turning one person away? I don't think anybody has ever gone to a concert and gone, well, now that you mention it, I'm going home.
Well, it's like the guy that stands outside of Planet Hollywood and screams about how we're all going to hell.
Right.
No one's ever gone, oh, God, you're right, I'm going to the airport.
Right. I'm here to gamble, to go to the whorehouse.
Yeah.
But tell me more, sir.
Right, yeah. I just met this lady.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a lady. I'm not even sure, to be honest.
Find out when we get up to the room.
I'm rolling the dice here. I like to gamble. And hockey, she's got a major lump in her pants.
Yeah. Hockey verified.
It's a tumor.
Jeez.
It's a tumor. It's a tumor.
Here we go. Hey, we have so many headlines to get to. And again, we got Parrish later, Dan Nystrom later, initials later. We don't have time to do headlines in the 8 o'clock hour. So why don't we do a very early edition now?
Right. Now it's time for headlines.
And some of these are good. So if you don't listen to the 8 o'clock hour of the show, normally headlines is just this. I read headlines with no context. It's just like Twitter. I don't have any other information. So if you have questions, I don't have answers.
Oh, brilliant, Hawk. This has got to be the new headline song.
Well, I just can't think of a song that works, so I'm trying this one today.
This is perfect. Is it the actual words?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. This song makes me want to... Never mind.
Makes you want
to
what?
The song hold on to hockey.
Where Leo's dying?
Yeah, no, this is not the song where he's dying.
Isn't it?
No, this is where they, fornicate. And, he holds her at the end of the boat.
They might play it again later.
Yeah, well, if this is the song he dies to, this is the song I want to die to.
It is?
Yeah, so now I'm going to drive around with my eyes closed listening to this song all day.
How crazy would it be if you had a heart attack in the next 2 minutes?
I don't have it yet.
Oh.
If I had a heart attack in the next 2 minutes, well, I'd probably do more work during the Vikings game dead than I would alive, according to you.
Well, listen.
I wouldn't do any less.
Every time you turn the ignition on that Tesla, you're taking a chance. Bring marshmallows.
Yeah, well, my brother keeps sending me that video.
I'm actually really excited for Paul. He ordered a Tesla, and he's supposed to get it in about 36 years. It'll be here as soon as it's ready.
Yeah.
Good for you, Paul. Yeah,
they built it out of moon rock or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's something they haven't even mined yet.
Go get it.
All right, here we go. A police officer in Arkansas.
It's extremely flammable moon rock, by the way.
Yeah, flammable.
Okay.
It's like a flammable Fraggle.
Oil filters.
Yeah.
A police officer in Arkansas has been suspended after he stripped nude to dance to Don't Stop Believin' at a nightclub last
night. Great point!
Dude, you can't suspend a guy for that.
Yeah, that song
That's Journey's
rips.
Fault. That's not his fault.
Is your buddy Luke a police officer?
I wish.
Why?
Because that's what he does.
He likes
no, but
nude.
I mean, why do you wish?
Oh. Because if he was a cop, it'd be great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Play that other
remix.
Song.
Man. A guy in Iowa just got a $2 million settlement from a jury after he went to the hospital to get circumcised, but the doctor gave him a vasectomy instead. $2 million.
Just a small town. Ooh, can you imagine going through that process as an adult? Brilliant.
Paul, when are you going to have that done?
I am circumcised.
That's not what my sources say.
Your sources suck.
The ones down the hall said it no, absolutely is not.
One of them down the hall is damn well knows that I'm circumcised.
That's not what I hear.
Wait a minute. Andrew Lee?
Yeah!
How does he know?
Is he a D watcher?
He peeks over the stalls.
We're in a
at the
chat
urinal
group together.
Oh,
yeah. AOL instant messenger thing. Your sources suck.
Are you just haven't done it because you're afraid or what?
No,
Do you want to see it?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I kind of do.
Yeah, you have seen it.
I have?
Yeah. You grabbed it.
That wasn't yours, dude. You've completely put yourself in Corey's spot.
I just wish my penis would save a life instead of ruin a marriage.
Duh.
Try getting circumcised. It's not too late.
Yeah.
What's Halloween have to do with it?
I got some toenail clippers. I'll take care of that.
Oh. Jesus.
I'll get rid of that ducktail.
This is ducktail's day. You'd be better off having one of those forehead dongs.
Yeah.
Depends. Like narwhal. Do you ever look at a narwhal and get super jealous, Paul?
Yeah, that tail on that dog's face is larger than my wiener.
All right, more headlines. Here we go. A woman in Argentina was busted when her, quote, pregnancy turned out to be 9 pounds of weed.
Whoa!
Jesus.
I'm pregnant.
We knew that.
That doesn't look like you're pregnant. Then they lifted up her shirt, and there was 9 pounds of weed. A cop in Arizona is going to... By the way, watch the roller coaster that is this sentence, okay? You're going to get super pissed, and then you're going to get super, super pissed. Mm. I'm going to put a little pregnant pause in there, just enough to get you mad. Mm. And then I'm going to finish the sentence, and you're going to go, wait, what now? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I read... A cop in Arizona is getting blasted after a video showed him tackling a 15-year-old. Quadruple amputee.
My God. Okie dokie.
What the hell, huh? That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
Chris, have you ever dabbled in architecture? You ever designed buildings?
I pitch a tent every now and again.
Okay. God. This sounds like this is possibly something you can copy.
Oh, I thought you were in it.
Do you ever go to Cornell? Like the Nard Dog, Andy Bernard?
No.
A new library at Cornell University, a highly respected university. A new library has see-through floors. So clearly they did not design it with women in skirts and dresses in mind.
Oh, my gosh.
So they
or
have a...
did they?
Right. Everybody's saying, how dumb are these people? It's probably a genius.
Yeah.
That like right. Rosen, that likes upskirt pics.
Yeah. Rosen, you know Rosen loves. Yep. That's Rosen's phone. You know Rosen loves upskirt.
Loves it.
Oh, yeah. He's on his way to Cornell. It. He's going to offer his services to give a speech there.
How do some people live into their 110s? A new study says a lot of it just comes down to having a, quote, super immune system.
Here comes Darth Vader.
I have an immaculate immune system. Maybe I'll live to 110.
No one wants you around to 110.
God, I hope you die to... My heart will go on.
Great point.
Three to go. The last one. You know how I normally save the best one for last? This one, the last one is not the best one. It's just specifically for Chris. It's a jump-off point.
Oh.
There's three to go. A 9-year-old genius in Belgium is set to graduate from college.
Yeah. Wow. He's...
She.
No, I thought it was a he.
Of course you do, because you're a sexist pig.
Lauren?
Why can't a 9-year-old be a genius and be female?
Yeah, you're right. It's a boy. I thought Lauren was a girl's name, but it's a boy.
Damn it! So much for progress.
Yeah, Rosie's mad. He's not going to Cornell anymore.
Crazy.
So what does a 9-year-old genius who graduates college at 9 do next?
Probably chicks.
A TV show on CBS?
It goes after its doctorate.
You can't get it. Yeah, that must be it. You can't get a job. You're not old enough to be... I don't know what the Belgian laws are, I guess, but...
That's so messed up, though. If you're a 9-year-old genius, but you can't work, why?
Right,
yeah.
You're more qualified than the idiots at your company anyway.
Yeah.
Give that kid a job.
Yeah, I'm employed. That person child should be employed.
Yeah, that person child. So, all right, two left. A gross one and then one for Chris. Is this one bad. A paramedic in Arkansas allegedly cut off a diamond ring, or cut a ring off of a dead woman's finger and then sold it at a pawn shop. Hmm. A paramedic in Arkansas allegedly cut a diamond ring off a dead woman's finger and sold it at a pawn shop.
Cozy.
How do people think they're going to get away with stuff?
I don't know. Yeah. Just start grabbing stuff. And last but not least, experts say that addiction to shopping is a form of mental illness, and 5% of people have it. I'd like to introduce you to a 5%er.
Yeah, we'd call someone else, but she's probably sleeping.
I thought he didn't have a Target card.
Who, Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, he has a card.
The 5%er. Yeah, yeah. By the way, the gift card deal, down to 5% this year, not worth it.
Down to 5% this year.
Remember the gift card deal? 10% gift. It's a 5% deal this year, and you can't use your red card, so it's a
wash. It's just like getting the red card.
Yep.
I'm like a dog.
This place is a prison.
Good. Yeah. Yep. The ruse is up, Cor.
I've taken advantage of that scam for years.
Yeah.
They win, I win. They get revenue, I get an extra 5% off.
That's amazing.
I know. From 5 to 10, it's easy math.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I like to shop.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you have a mental illness.
I do. I really do.
Yeah, I probably do.
That's why it's your favorite time of year.
Yeah, man. I like
Black Friday, just what, a week and a half away. Yeah, although most of those deals are online already.
All the steals on wheels are available now.
Yeah. I still like that vibe. I like going out on Christmas or on Thanksgiving for two reasons. Number one, avoid my family. Number two, just like to feel that shopping energy, you know?
I think at a
capitalism
young age,
in person.
Everyone around you was told you how great Black Friday was, so you weren't around.
It worked. Worked for me.
Are you going to the store this year?
Sure. That was the whole thing about feeling the energy that I just talked about.
I'm not listening to you because you're crabby towards me today. I hope you die before
you're just
then.
Jealous of that forehead tail. The Fantasy Charge Challenge is next. All of us are essentially getting our ass kicked by the ghost. It looks like it might be a 3-4-5 person car wash. It's going to be like the douchebag Avengers washing cars next summer. Oh, the Charge Challenge is next on The Fan.
The Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. I was just talking to Charge down the line. Hey, Charge, you still there, buddy?
I'm here. Hi.
Yay, it worked. It worked. And Creasel's on the phone as well. We'll get to the Charge Challenge in a moment. But we were just discussing off the air different concert venues in the Twin Cities. And Charge said something that I've heard nobody else say.
Go.
He's not a giant fan of the Armory as a concert venue.
Is that right? You are the first person I've heard say that. I'm not hearing anybody else. I'm only hearing you, Chris. Oh, great. Oh,
let me take you
this
out
thing never works.
How about that? Is that better?
Hi, Charge,
talk to him.
Hey,
I'm not hearing. Hearing them. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna keep doing this. Hold on. How about
there
now?
There we go. Hi, everybody. Maybe that's better. Hi, there we go.
Yeah. Hi, Charge.
Hi,
everybody. Remember, right. It's got to be an MXM1, whatever the hell that means. All right, thank you.
So what I was saying is, you're the first person, the absolute first person I've heard say that the Armory is not a great venue for music. Everyone else raves about it.
Here's part of the reason I love it. Number one is if you are anywhere other than in the first quarter of the standing or seating area, right, to the stage, you are either a long way off, and you know if you're at the back of that thing, you're a country mile away from the stage. And second, if you're on the sides, and I've been on the sides once, you know you're facing the wrong direction. I mean, you're 90 degrees. Facing the away from the stage, and so I don't feel like it was I feel like it was never built for this, and I don't love it.
Well,
I think it's a great deal
1 month from now I see my first Armory show when 311 headlines an Armory show, so I'll give you a full breakdown in a month. I'll see if you're right or wrong.
I think it's a cool venue, but I don't think it's perfect, Charge. I We stood and we did stand in the back. And my issue is I mean, I've got bad knees, but standing that long on that hard surface,
yeah, on concrete,
is really uncomfortable. I guess my question would be, with the seats on the side, how does that differ from, say, Target Center? The direction of the seats, I should say.
Yeah, you know, if you in Target Center, every seat is designed to roughly face towards the middle, right? Towards, you know, the middle
the
of
the court, the ice, whatever.
Yeah. In the Armory, all of the side seating is facing
90-degree angle.
Is the 90-degree angle from the stage, all of it. It's all, you know, it's all 90-degree angle from the stage.
If you're way in the back, You're facing the middle. You're the center of the building. You're not facing an angle. Gotcha.
Well, why don't you just sit there and watch everybody rocking out right in front of you?
Yeah, that's super cool.
It's a good angle.
Watching people rock out's great.
Who did you see at the Armory, Church?
I saw Beck, and I love Beck. Yeah, and it was a really fun show. I just don't think, you know, I just would have liked to have picked that show up and then, you know, seen it someplace else. You know, I don't know, the Orpheum, you know, whatever, State.
I think part of the allure for the Armory, too, is we don't have anything else like that. So for Minnesotans, it's new and it's different, and it kind of has this historic old feel to it. Not that like the State Theater doesn't, but it's just a different size and a different vibe that we're not used to.
So it's the size thing that's really the draw for the Armory, I think. If there's a band that's coming through that thinks it can do 5,000 people, right? You don't have very many good options at like 5,000 people, and maybe that's what Beck is. It's like a 5,000 band. You're too big for First Avenue. You're too big for the State or the Orpheum. But you're not going to sell out XL.
And you don't want to play Roy Wilkins?
Yeah, and Roy Wilkins, that's another crappy bunker right there.
What about the Fillmore? Right.
Roy Wilkins sucks.
What's the deal with the Fillmore? When does that open?
It's under construction, right? Yeah, we were just talking about that. Do you know when it opens?
I don't know.
I do not know.
That might fill a similar gap. Geographically, it's very similar, right?
What's the myth hold? The myth's got to be
3,000,
three-ish.
Yeah, February 2020. Yeah, Fillmore's February 2020.
All right. Let's get going, Charge, because it's all falling apart for everybody but Creasel right now. Because the Ghost had a monster week with Derrick Henry, and if I remember right, I believe you said, wasn't he your top ranked guy out of the six last week?
He was.
I think so.
And you were right, and all of us were wrong. We left him on the table. The Ghost got him and scored a bunch of points. So after last week, the scores look like this. Creasel has 166.
Jeez.
If it ended today, he would be the only member of the Power Trip Morning Show safe because the Ghost vaulted all the way up to 148. Wow. AJ is just a point behind at 147. I have 128. Hawk has 126. Sauce has 113.
Meat Sauce.
The order today goes AJ first, I'm second, Hawk third, Sauce fourth, JK47, who's on the phone because he's deer hunting, is last, and then the Ghost is the remaining player. Charge, who are the six options this week?
The theme this week is really good wide receivers in particularly difficult situations. We begin with Kenny Golladay. He plays for the Lions, and he hosts the Cowboys. It looks like Matthew Stafford won't play in this game, and so backup quarterback Jeff Driskel starts. He has failed to top 170 passing yards in 4 of 6 games. Cowboys secondaries allowed the third fewest yards to receivers and just one touchdown pass per game. Next, Stephon Diggs. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. He'll be hosting the Denver Broncos. Broncos are giving up just 124 yards per game to opposing wide receivers. Diggs has struggled without Adam Thielen and will likely get shadow coverage from cornerback Chris Harris, who is allowing just 39 yards per game in his coverage. Next, Cooper Kupp. He plays for the Rams, hosting the Chicago Bears. Cooper Kupp had 0 catches last week and faces a Bears defense that has only allowed one receiver to score since week 3 and in the last 3 weeks hasn't allowed a receiver to top 77 yards. Next, Keenan Allen. He plays for the Chargers and he'll be hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. His personal scoreless streak is now 7 games. The Chiefs secondary has dominated opposing receivers for a month. Only the Patriots have allowed fewer fantasy points to the position over the last 5 games. Next, Cortland Sutton will travel to Minnesota. He plays for the Denver Broncos. Sutton has been very consistent, averaging 74 yards over his last six games, but most of those were with Joe Flacco. His quarterback now is Brandon Allen in his second ever start against a Mike Zimmer defense. And lastly, Allen Robinson. He plays for the Chicago Bears. They travel to Los Angeles to face the Rams. Despite playing in a broken Bears passing offense in six of his last seven games, Robinson has 60 yards or more. He'll likely see a lot of new Ram cornerback Jalen Ramsey, who has not allowed a touchdown in his three games since joining Los Angeles.
Okay, Kenny Galladay, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton, and Allen Robinson. AJ, you go first.
Well, congratulations, Charge. You've officially grossed me out. This is disgusting. It's
hard. They're good. These are all good. These are all good players in bad situations.
Man, I think I'm going to take what I would think is the most obvious one off the board and leave you guys with a load of crap by taking Stephon Diggs.
That's what I was going to do as well, just because this is a different team at home. They kill everybody at home, and I know Denver's defense is pretty good, but that's exactly who I was going to take if you didn't take him. I'm going to gamble with Cooper Kupp. I know he had a big game a couple weeks ago in England, but let's hope he does it against the Bears. Hawk.
I'll take Robinson.
Oh.
Robinson all right. goes third.
I'll take the guy. Oh, man. Oh, boy. I'm going to take Keenan Allen just because I think it'll be a shootout.
Sauce takes Keenan Allen. Hi, John Creasel.
Hi, how's it going?
Where are you?
Don't scare the deer.
What are the two remaining guys now?
Cortland Sutton or Kenny Galladay?
All right, well, I got to take Kenny Galladay.
All right.
All right.
Seen any deer out there or not?
Taking care of business yet?
No, not yet. I can't shoot for another 11 minutes. Legal shooting's at 7:01.
How are you staying awake?
Oh, I'm fired up. That's how I'm staying awake.
Yeah, baby.
And I'm naked.
Okay, it's freezing out there. That's embarrassing.
I love it. I love you guys, and I will see you next Friday. I'll be in for the whole show, and then Paul and I are going to Vegas.
That's awesome.
Right, I love you, brother. Bye.
This is weird. All right, bye, dudes. Yeah.
Bye.
Watch out for Bigfoot.
Hey, where's the Friday Football Feast today, Charge? We haven't asked you yet.
It is in Apple Valley, Minnesota.
Oh, just right next to your house.
Yeah, conveniently located. I should leave now.
Leave now, absolutely.
Yeah. I did not hear who Kreese took. Who did he take?
Kreese took Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay, okay.
And then,
so that Cortland leaves Sutton. The ghost with Cortland Sutton against the Vikings. Have people not watched the Vikings secondary for the past month?
No.
Mm.
It's more of the Brandon Allen.
Yeah, right.
That's
so
why
how did you
I
have
no interest.
Yeah, probably. My lowest ranked guy went first. That's Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
Really?
My ranking, though, goes Cooper Kupp, number one, to Corey. Then Keenan Allen to Sauce. Kenny Galladay to Kreese. Then, let's see. Then I went Cortland Sutton. Then Allen Robinson. And lastly, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. I'll take Diggs. Yeah.
Hawk, can I just ask you, why would you take Allen Robinson? I'm not being a jerk. I just want to know your answer.
Because I know his name.
Mitchell Trubisky, you know, sucks.
Yeah, I know who he plays for.
I mean, I'm not kidding you. You in high school are probably better than Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay.
Now he's going to score four touchdowns.
All right, Charge. Thanks, man.
Charge. Yeah, thanks, everybody. Talk to you in a week. Bye-bye.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Apple Valley, 9 to noon with PA in Charge, the Friday Football Feast. Mark Parrish should be here in a second. We'll go through the news. Dan Nystrom, former Gopher kicker, will be here about 7:30. He's playing initials at 8:15 when AJ goes for victory in his career, number 100. That's today. Initials on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
And be safe. Just because Michael Monroe says it's either dead, jail, or rock and roll.
Who the hell is Michael Monroe?
Yeah, what the hell is this?
It's a song called Dead, Jail, or Rock and Roll by a guy named Michael Monroe.
Who the hell is Michael Monroe?
Yeah, no one knows who he is.
Well, I know who he is, so I guess you're wrong.
I mean, so far, I'm voting for dead.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, not for me, for Michael Monroe.
Well, I disagree. I can tell you trivia about Michael Monroe, but I won't do it.
Don't My really second vote would be jail. I just want him to go away.
And you like sex.
This song sucks. It's real bad.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. I like the song. He goes like this. He goes, it's see the dead jail of rock and roll.
So sucks.
I have one
on
other
a scale of 1 to 10, how dead bad is this song? Because then I have a surprise for you.
A 9?
You think it's a 9?
Yeah.
Where does this rank in terms of the worst songs ever written?
Probably in the top 50.
Dead jail, rock so you and don't roll. Like Michael Monroe?
No.
The guy over your left shoulder? Shake his hand.
That's Michael Monroe.
Yeah.
It is.
No, wouldn't that be awesome if it
that
was,
would be
though?
Cool, though.
Damn. That would have been awesome.
I knew what his name was. I was introduced to him. It's Bill.
You weren't nervous for a split second that Michael Monroe is behind you?
No, because I have good news. It's time for our national cash contest.
Way to transition out of it.
Text the keyword pizza. That's pizza to 200-200. Enter for your shot to put a grand in your hand. Standard text message and data rates may apply.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Can you play a better song?
Can you shut your mouth?
No, I don't know how.
Dead, jail, a rock and roll. Here's your trivia about Michael Monroe. He was the lead singer of a band called Hanoi Rocks. Hanoi Rocks had a drummer.
Oh, my God.
Until it didn't, because Vince Neil crashed his car at a high rate of speed and killed the drummer for Hanoi Rocks.
Rosie.
Michael Monroe had to go out and do a solo record, which included this song, Dead, Jail, or Rock and Roll.
And the rest is history.
Right. So eat that.
When is he going to start doing rock
ball
and roll?
Sack boy? That would be your superhero character.
Yours would be, I sit on the couch and don't do anything but.
Yours would be,
lame attempt at humor, swing and a miss.
I wash things? Yeah, that'd be your name.
He hit that guy right in the head with his helmet.
Yeah, he really did.
Earlier, when you first see it, like, he missed. And then you see it from another angle, he didn't miss.
He did not miss, no. It was a direct hit.
Were you watching that game on your Pendleton?
You mean my Peloton?
No, he took yesterday. Off yesterday because his taint hurt.
I took yesterday off.
Oh, one of those standard Thursday, afternoons off on your Pendleton.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, good job, dude.
Has your taint hasn't calloused up yet?
No, my taint hasn't calloused up.
Do you want it to, so it's easier to ride?
Fair question.
Whoa.
No, I don't want my taint to callous.
Why?
Sure?
My taint is just fine.
My sources down the hall say you always have had a calloused taint.
Yeah, that's what everybody tells me, too.
That's the hot word.
That's why you walk like you walk.
Circulating around the office.
That's fine. You're putting out the vibe, but it's just because your taint hurts.
Yeah.
Drew Lee cannot keep his mouth shut.
Drew Lee.
That's why you have to go by Andrew.
Yeah,
if your name is Andrew Lee,
you
can't shorten it to Drew Lee.
He used to, and then he one day he told us, like all these NFL players who decide that their name's going to be different, that everywhere other than here in the world, he goes by Drew.
Yep, and I told him I'm not doing that. So when I see him in the elevator, I say, hi, Andrew. Because his name is Drew Lee. You can't say Drew Lee.
I like him.
How would you describe that guy?
I like that guy. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's Drew Lee.
I want to smooch him.
Why? There's drool everywhere.
He loves pinball machines. Did you know that, Chris? Yeah.
He loves beer as well.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I think there's some in my office for you guys.
Oh, good. Good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do the news.
For the health parish.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Hi, my name is Chris Hockey, and I give you the hard news. Minnesota's Give to the Max Day reached record fundraising totals. Nice job, everybody. The 24-hour annual giving holiday yesterday brought in almost $22 million for Minnesota nonprofits, topping last year's mark of $21 million.
I'm going to cut right to the chase.
Go ahead, baby.
I don't like charity.
I know you don't.
I don't get it.
It's okay.
It feels to me like I'm giving money away and getting nothing in return.
That's exactly right. This was the fourth year in a row the online giving marathon beat the previous year's record. Good job, everybody.
Sauce, how much did you donate this year?
How much money have I donated this year?
Yeah, no, yesterday to Give to the Max Day.
Oh, zero. But
oh, zero.
Let me go in my notes of how much money I've donated this year.
You have notes of this?
Yeah. Ready for taxes. Look at you. Oh, about $1,500.
I'm good for you.
I don't buy it.
Okay. I don't care what you buy, because you obviously haven't bought a good attitude.
People who buy things are suckers.
You guys ever seen a sugar beet?
Who, me? Sure, why?
They're huge, man. That's what Alex Keel and his family do up in Crookston.
Oh, who the really? Hell is Alex Keel?
World famous.
He's Michael Monroe's drummer. That's how I know
him. Right. The fall sugar beet harvest in northwestern Minnesota and North Dakota is the worst in decades.
Too much rain?
Rain and snow.
Yeah.
Being blamed for keeping farmers out the fields until the crop had been damaged by frost.
Rain and snow. So you gotta blame it on the rain. And you gotta blame it on snow.
Yeah.
Sugar commodity prices are on the rise as U.S. farmers aren't expected to meet demand.
That's too bad for Alex.
It is. Informer, you know me ding a dong ding dong. My ding 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 dong. Blah 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 blah. Lick your boom boom down.
Yeah, you
whoa. Would.
That's what he says.
According to my sources, Sauce doesn't.
I know. Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. You're like Adam Sandler.
Happy to be.
Your sources are horse bleep.
I don't know. It's like five gals at work down the hall.
A malpractice lawsuit.
Sit around and talk about you.
A malpractice lawsuit alleges a doctor with the University of Minnesota physicians scarred a child's face after misusing a laser.
Oh, man. Have you seen the picture?
No.
Oh. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
The lawsuit claims Dr. Kristen Hook was inexperienced with the laser she used to treat a six-year-old girl's port wine stain and provided inadequate follow-up care. Oh,
6-year-old girl.
Poor baby.
That's,
A Colorado high school will stay closed Friday after 300 students and staff fell ill on Thursday. Palisade High School outside of Grand Junction shut down Thursday morning when the problem became apparent. The cause of the illness hasn't been confirmed, but vomiting is the most common symptom. Can you imagine 300 students throwing up at once?
Ugh.
The school district spokesman that spoke says that this makes the norovirus the likely suspect. Parents of students are asked to keep an eye on their children, even if they haven't shown symptoms yet. School officials plan to reopen the school Monday after they burn it down.
What if a sawdust company in Colorado is just trying to make some money?
Because that's what they use for cleanup?
That's a good bit.
Just a scam. Man, there's nothing worse than being the kid that throws up on the bus.
I know. It's just embarrassing.
But it ruins your life.
Yeah.
You got to go to therapy for 13, 14 years.
You're always the kid who threw up on the bus.
Yep. And then they take that bucket and they dump that garbage on the bus and... You got a 9-hour bus ride, so you just have to sit there and know that you're the embarrassing kid.
Where the hell are you going?
Yeah.
He lived out in the country.
Alabama?
Some of our bus rides were long. You got to drop off all the kids out in the sticks, you know?
All those farm kids.
My bus ride picked me up right at my house.
In a BMW?
In an actual bus. That's why it's called a bus ride.
Hmm.
But, we were dropped off right in front of the house.
That's how buses work, you know? School buses. You don't go 7 neighborhoods over to get picked up for school. Every kid gets dropped off right in front of their house.
Actually, Abigail gets dropped off down to the other end.
Yeah,
of the
we never did.
Yeah, take that.
And I think nowadays that's changing
city
even
planner.
More.
State natural resource officers
to a park and ride
in Wisconsin.
Your mom's a park and ride.
Whoa,
I'm out.
That's a pretty good line though.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Days, weeks.
What was it? I like, what's her name? South Park. Come on, help me out. I like Lord. Thanks.
Yeah. No, wasn't it? Lord makes great music.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's such a great bit.
State natural resource officers in Madison, Wisconsin say two men have been convicted of illegally killing as many as 20 deer in Vernon County. The two are identified as 29-year-old Jacob Mean and 57-year-old Monty Mab of Ferryville.
Monty Mab. A lot of visual jokes at Adam Eats. Okay. That's borderline fireable. Just get rid of them.
What are you talking about?
Firing Sauce.
Why do you want me fired?
I mean, it would be devastating to the community. $1,500 next year would just be out the window to Minnesota charities if you were let go.
And then the morning show would go downhill. We'd get fired, and you'd have to get a job, Corey, at the only radio station that would hire you.
KTIS.
I would love to do some fill-in work over there. Just give me one shift. One. I dare you.
Investigators are saying the two young men from Ferryville shine bright lights at deer to momentarily confuse them.
Come on.
In addition to fines, the hunting, fishing, and trapping licenses of the two were revoked. The deer are like, what the hell is going on? Turn that off.
That's what Creasel's doing right now.
Yeah, shining bright lights at him. He just distracts him with his giant ball sack.
Jeez.
Look out. Dateline, yeah. Fargo, North Dakota.
When the sun reflects off it, it distracts the deer. Fargo, North Dakota, go. Yeah.
After they see that, the deer are like, just go ahead and shoot me.
Yeah. That's hideous.
I don't want to live any longer.
Yeah.
Looks like a giant wad of chewing gum hanging out of your pants.
Jeez.
Are you a burn victim? Put that thing away. Shoot me right in the head.
Jeez.
Hang my head on your wall.
All because they somehow...
Misaligned artificial turf on a baseball field in Fargo is proving to be a very expensive mistake. The forum reports the Fargo Park Board has agreed to a $100,000 settlement regarding the turf at Stereon Field. That's at the Thorldson Baseball Complex. Just opened in June. They put it on there wrong. It's going to cost them $100,000. Weird, right? No?
Okay,
good. No?
No, I mean... That's a costly mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, I don't know. What's the warranty on that?
I don't know. A new study is looking into the lives of man's best friend. Researchers at the University of Washington are looking at a penis study.
Genius.
Are we all sleep deprived again today? See, this is why I can't do Vikings night games. This is why I can't do fan line. Get too tired, then we get all loopy and say stupid things.
Researchers at the University of Washington and Texas A&M.
Wait a minute, what university?
University of Washington and Texas A&M.
Oh, and. I thought you said Washington, Texas. I'm like, well, that's a weird university name.
Want to involve 10,000 dogs of all breeds and their owners in a study about how dogs age. Scientists will look at factors that decide a dog's lifespan and whether life expectancy can be improved. The Dog Aging Project will look at dogs of every age, size, location, and style.
What a weird way to...
It may have added the style? Heat as a joke.
No. Yeah, I'll show you later.
No, sauce really. Drama picture.
Okay.
Oh, he's really going to do it.
This is a game changer for you, AJ.
Yeah, AJ, watch this, man.
People down the hall say I'm terrible at this.
Let's just say... Well,
okay. Yep, I got it now.
That's because your knees are bad.
And Sauce has absolutely drawn a picture.
Okay, here we go.
He's going to show it to the class.
All right, he's showing AJ. AJ, this is it. This is it. All right, I'm not AJ.
All right, let me see. Let me see.
It's an interesting depiction.
Let's see that, it works that way. Let's see that little sketch.
Just doing it to scale of my parts.
The gymnast? One leg is straight up in the air. I mean, honestly, that's... I don't think...
Nope. That's not... You don't know what that is?
No, I don't think you know what that is.
I'm well aware what that is.
I don't think you do.
I don't think so.
Yes, I am.
I don't think you are.
I hate you, guys.
My sources say...
You know what my sources say? My sources say horrific things about you.
They're probably right. The only difference is I don't care.
An Iowa man... Listen to this story, man. An Iowa man will serve time in prison for child pornography after being exposed by his mother-in-law. Authorities in Clinton, Iowa say 34-year-old Ryan Budd promised his wife he would not talk to teens online. But his unconvinced mom-in-law posed online as a 15-year-old boy.
Genius.
And messaged Budd.
Yeah.
Prosecutors say within 2 weeks, Budd asked the boy to have sex. He was arrested and sentenced to 130 months in prison on child porn charges following his mother-in-law's sting in a larger online investigation.
Add a zero to his sentence and then we'll call it a day. Yeah.
Or just
at the end, by the way.
Just shoot him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's now divorced from his wife.
Here's...
Shocking.
Shocking.
Forget the child porn thing for a second. Let's just say, in general, regardless of your age, unless you're 21 or 22 and you technically probably still hang out with maybe 19-year-olds, maybe? Like a college party or something, maybe? If your wife ever has to talk you out of talking to teens, just in general, forget if it doesn't even have to be sexual. It's just, hey, you going to hang out with Billy and Tommy? Sure, you can't stop me from hanging out with those guys. or if they're teenage girls, hey, when you're done with your baby's sitting shift, you want to come over and hang out? If you ever have to have the conversation with your wife and she needs to convince you to stop talking to teens, just divorce him. It's over.
Yeah.
Right? It's over.
I don't even talk to Tina. Rage.
Teens?
Yeah.
Well, she hates you.
Yeah.
Unless we have food here.
God, you should hear the thing she says about you, Sauce.
Yeah. I don't think she says anything bad about
me. She circulates a whole bunch of rumors.
She told me that you think Doggystyle involves one leg sticking straight up in the air.
Wonder where she gets that information.
A New Jersey teenager is being accused of putting toilet water into a fellow student's drink.
Ugh.
Yeah. Vineland police in New Jersey responded on Monday to Sergeant Dominic Pia Middle School. The city's juvenile unit investigated and arrested a 13-year-old student filing charges of food tampering and aggravated assault. After processing, the teen was released into the custody of a guardian. Mm. Toilet water.
Kids do stupid stuff.
They do.
Sauce, if I gave you $100, would you do a shot of toilet water from the bathroom here at iHeart? $100.
Has it, like, been used?
Like, no.
Is it freshly flushed?
Yes. You can flush it 30 times if you want to make sure it's been cycled through, but then $100 to do a shot of toilet water.
Absolutely not.
$120.
No, I don't need $120.
What about $140?
Maybe.
$145.
It's time for Fan 5. Shut up, I hate
brought to you this hour by Culligan.
Where's Parrish?
I don't know. Where the hell is Parrish? We're playing initials in an hour.
Thank you, Culligan.
The Browns beat the Steelers 21-7.
Right on cue, there he is.
But on the last play of the game, Mason Rudolph dropped back, threw a pass, and was immediately thrown down by Myles Garrett.
That was the last play of the game?
Yeah.
Like eight seconds left or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, they may have kneeled down because of all the penalties, but that was the last play, yeah. Immediately was thrown down by Myles Garrett, and then that's when all hell broke loose. Garrett went after Rudolph by ripping his helmet off, and then he struck him with it, and an all-out brawl broke out.
Here's the audio.
Here's a flag as... Whoa! Hello. Whoa!
Oh.
Mason Rudolph got into it.
To get out of there.
Believe Myles Garrett? They're swinging a helmet?
Yeah, there'll be some ejections.
Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled. Oh, man. Rips the helmet off Rudolph's head and then eventually swings it and hits him in the head. And then Ogunjobi comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
Beyond words,
oh,
Joe.
Gosh, that's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a professional sports field.
I hate that anybody even has to watch this.
That was freaking crazy.
Did you see that, Perry?
That was awful.
Yeah.
They don't even do that in hockey.
Right?
Right.
I know. There's a big old suspension, a fine, everything about that. That's terrible.
And then Myles Garrett, hockey, after the game, had this to say.
Sorry. I made a mistake. I lost my cool. And, I regret it. It's going to come back to hurt our team. The guys who jumped in the little scrum, I appreciate my team having my back, but it just never got to that point. That's on me.
How tough is it for you guys to play the game, kind of game you did, and then to have it all seem to be overshadowed by... that play?
A win's a win. I don't think it's overshadowed by what happens in 8 seconds.
Parrish, how pissed would your teammates be at you?
Oh, they would kick my ass. And that's just awful. Not just the horrible face mask to rip the helmet off, so God knows how that felt on his neck and everything. But then he took his, like, there was plenty of time as a professional athlete, there was plenty of time for him to think about that before he finally swung that helmet at him. Like, that wasn't just a spur of the moment thing. That was, I'm going to try and knock this guy out with his own helmet. That's awful.
Thank you. The Vikings take on the Broncos on Sunday at noon. Their injury report is still long. Thielen, Linval, Klein, and Shamar did not practice for the second straight day. Anthony Harris, who was limited yesterday, he did not practice yesterday. Brett Jones was put on IR. Sendejo was limited, but Trey Waynes was back at practice yesterday.
All right.
Pre-game's at 10 on this station. The Vikings are 10.5-point favorites.
I like the Vikes to win by more than 10.5.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think so.
Again, yeah. Their average victory at home is 16 points. Their smallest victory at home is 10.
I think so.
Yeah. And I know the Denver defense is good, but again, we're talking Brandon Allen here.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot on offense.
And Brandon Allen's first game was at home. Yeah. This game's on the road.
Zimmer's defense.
Yeah.
The Vikings are 4-0 at home.
And they know they have a bye week following, so the Wild got a much-needed victory at home last night. They won 3-2 over the Coyotes. They take on the Hurricanes on Saturday. The 8th-ranked Gophers take their 9-0 record to Iowa on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Hawkeyes are slight 3-point favorites.
Speaking of the Gophers, Dan Nystrom is in the building. Mark Parrish is here. We'll do Vikings news at about 7:40. We'll play initials at 8:15. Still lots to get to. We'll talk Gophers Iowa, of course, as well, because 20 years ago, Dan Nystrom kicked a, I think, 32-yarder right through the uprights to crush Penn State's dreams. Penn State's dreams again dashed on Saturday by P.J. Fleck and company. We'll talk Gophers and Hawkeyes with Dan Nystrom right after this. Power 2 Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Parrish.
Morning, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Parrish.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Cor.
I saw you last night,
it's
man.
It's been so long.
I know.
We had Harper and Turner hanging out.
Yeah, our kids get along. Together, they play Roblox and they play Minecraft. That's how kids bond now. It's not, hey, let's just sit around and get to know each other. It's, let's connect to the same Wi-Fi and play in a digital world. We'll talk digitally.
Exactly.
I don't think they made eye contact for an hour. They just were buried in their phones or their iPads.
And as soon as we got in the car, Turner said, Daddy, can we play Rocket League with Corey when we get home?
Uh-huh. Right. Yep. Smart kid.
Yes.
Yep. Is he better than you?
Of course he is.
Oh, okay.
He owns me at video games.
Mark Parrish, Dan Nystrom. Dan Nystrom, Mark Parrish. How are you guys doing?
Dan, how you doing?
Doing great.
Just a couple of legends. St. Cloud legend, Gopher legend, no big deal. Do you hate St. Cloud? Any reason to hate St. Cloud?
No, I mean, I...
Because he hates the Gophers.
The hockey team.
Oh, just the hockey team?
Okay, maybe. Only all but my wife.
Who is a Gopher.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say.
Dan, thanks for coming in, first of all.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for having me.
Everyone's riding this Gopher wave. We're excited. I assume you're super, super excited as well.
I am, yeah. It's been a fun run so far, and looking forward to keeping it going.
Is there any part of you that's thinking that this team is stealing your thunder? Because up until Saturday, like, you arguably had the best moment in modern Gopher history. Everybody remembers this.
Number 2 Penn State on the ropes. Dan Nystrom for the win.
That's you.
He got it! And the Gophers have beaten the number 2 team in the country!
Wow. You know, this program doesn't have a lot of big moments in the last 50 years, so you were arguably number 1, and now you got a little competition because Saturday was badass.
Yeah, it was. You know, my game, obviously, we weren't ranked at the time. We were just trying to get to a bowl game, and to go in and beat a number 2 team at Penn State, I think it'll always be a special Gopher moment. But Saturday was different. At home, obviously, the Gophers have been playing really well up to that game. So I don't think people maybe expected them, other than maybe people that are, you know, tight into the program. But man, we came out and dominated that game. It got close at the end, and I think everyone, you know,
assumed you were going to blow it, or not just you, but the team, right, in general.
Yeah,
going to find a way to lose.
Yeah, exactly. But or maybe didn't assume that, but certainly made it interesting at the end. But man, the way that the Gophers came out in the first half, in particular, was impressive. I was happy that it didn't come down to a kick because, you know, I don't want anyone to steal my thunder.
So, let's go back. Sauce brought this up a couple hours ago, and I'm sure you've been asked about this a billion times in the last 20 years, but I'm fascinated because I haven't heard a lot of these stories. But the practicing against a ladder for LeVar Arrington, again, I'm sure you've heard that question a thousand times, but talk about how weird he was from a special teams perspective to game plan against.
Well, he was just a freak athlete. I mean, talking about someone that's 6'4", 6'5", you know, 240-plus pounds, that has a 45-inch vertical. I mean, that doesn't exist. I mean, it maybe does a little bit more now, but back then, that was extremely unique. And he had blocked a lot of kicks. And even, I mean, there's film of him timing up the snap, even from a quarterback standpoint, and flying straight over the line. No one touches him, and he's in the backfield tackling the quarterback, tackling a running back. So he was someone very unique to have to prepare for, and that's where Mason came up with the idea of kicking over a ladder and then putting players up on the ladder and then putting dummies up on the ladder. And
it worked?
And it worked.
So you got used to doing the rainbow kick. And that kick that you kicked for the 32-yard game winner was right down the middle. But that was a boomer. I mean, that was a high kick. You definitely got it up as high as you possibly could.
I did, yeah. And certainly practicing that way and getting used to getting the ball up quickly over the line, you know, kicking over that ladder certainly made a difference. And, you know, going from high school football to college football, you go from being able to kick off a little bit of a block to having to kick off the ground. So I don't think I was ever kicking the ball super low, but that certainly helped get me into the mode of learning how to get the ball up really quick.
So I don't know if Parrish, I don't know if you ever had a moment like this unless you had a penalty shot or something, or something like that, because I don't know. There aren't a lot of moments in sports like a field goal kick where, you know, I watched that replay this morning when I was loading that soundbite in off of YouTube, and you're pacing, you're walking around. You have so much time as a college kid to think about what can go wrong.
And may I interrupt there? Were you a true freshman?
I was, yep.
So you were 18 or 19 years old?
I was 18 years old.
Wow.
Were you just crapping your pants? I mean, like, how do you even put into words what was going through your mind in those, let's say, I don't know, 90 seconds of just standing there and waiting?
Yeah, it's hard to kind of put it into words, but I think with all kickers and ones that end up being successful, it becomes such a mental game where, you know, a lot of guys have the physical tools to go out there and kick a field goal, but when it comes down to those crunch time moments, you have to kind of figure out a way mentally to block a lot of that out and focus on the things that you know are going to make you successful. And I just happen to be able to do that. I mean, certainly right after, I mean, going down that fourth quarter drive where Ron Johnson caught the first Hail Mary pass, and then
who?
Ron Johnson.
Who did he play for?
He asked me to make sure I mentioned his name.
No! Did
you follow him on Twitter?
I'm surprised he didn't have your name drop the Twitter account, which is @3RonJohnson. That's @3RonJohnson.
I'm shocked he didn't show up with you.
But, I mean, the second catch where Arlen Bruce grabbed it just about off the ground.
Oh, I forgot about
it. It was right on our sideline. So everyone was going crazy, including myself. And then I really had to start to, I came to the realization that, yeah, man, I'm going to actually have to go out and make a field goal to win this game. And kind of just had to get into my own routine.
What did Mason say before the kick? Did he say anything to you or just go get it?
He didn't really say anything to me. And I think I was talking to him last week and he said, I think I remember, or somebody says, I remember kicking over the ladder as I was going out there, but it was loud in the stadium. I mean, 100,000 people screaming and yelling. It actually helped. They took a timeout, or we took a timeout. So I actually don't mind that. I think it's funny, you know, in the NFL and college, yeah, when these coaches call a timeout to ice a kicker, I actually liked it because it, you know, you got 25 seconds to get out there. Sometimes the coach is making a call late, whether he's going to kick a field goal or not. So just gives me a little bit more time, or gave me a little bit more time to get out there and kind of collect myself and feel relaxed. And I never really felt iced from someone taking a timeout.
So who else was on that team outside of Ron Johnson? Sauce, you said Cuppy, right?
Your guy Jay Cuppy was on that team. Left tackle on that team.
Who else was on the 99 team that we would remember?
Well,
UTech, right?
UTech was on the team, and like Caron Riley was on the team.
Oh, yeah, played for the Falcons for a while.
Yeah, right? Sean Hoffman, Tyrone Carter.
TC, of course, sure.
Billy Cockerham.
Yeah.
Hamner was the running back. So, I mean, there were a lot of great players on the team. Ryan Roth, actually, I've got a picture of the kick up in my son's room at home that I got from you. It's a big kick. And Ryan Roth was a guard, and he's holding up literally four or five guys, and it's a pretty awesome picture.
Wow. Did you play with Ben Hamilton? He's from Wayzata.
I did, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Man, what an unbelievable center he was.
Yeah. He had a great career in the pros, played like 10-plus years for Denver.
Yeah.
He was great.
Adam Heyer. We had some incredible offensive linemen. Scooter Bogus, he was a tight end on the team, too.
He lives in my neighborhood now. I know him.
Does he?
Yeah, he's like best friends with Parrish. He hangs out with Parrish all the time.
Love Scoot. Know Sean Hoffman very well, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And Parrish knows all these people.
Actually, Scooter and I were roommates my freshman year in college, so just my freshman year.
Okay, right, so you're going to tell me stories later?
Oh, yeah. I've got my stories.
We joked about it earlier, Dan, but again, if you think the last 50 years of Gopher moments, I think there are legitimately two that are in people's minds until last Saturday, and that's your kick in 99, and then Reese Lloyd running off with the axe in, like, what, I don't remember that.
03 or 04?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it wasn't 03. But
that's about it. It's just two kickers with having, you know, big kicking moments, and that's about it. And now we have Saturday. So that maybe this is the start of more frequent memories than just, you know, a great kick once every 10 years. That would be nice.
It would be nice.
It would be awesome. All right, Dan Nystrom is here. He's going to play initials at 8:15. Mark Parrish is here. The Wild one last night, 3-2 over Arizona. Vikings news is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
To The Fan.
Oh, dude, good call.
Great song, right? I always forget how much I like Chevelle. And then I play one song, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, this is the song about when they stayed in an alleged haunted house.
Exactly, yeah.
And they saw something or felt something, so they wrote this song. This song's incredible.
It's called Highlands Apparition. And isn't...
It never rocks. It just stays like this the whole way, and I love it.
It's on. Is it on the same record as...
I think it was the same one as Hats Off to the Bull, I think.
All right, I can't remember.
That's a great tune.
Literally, every record.
I love Chevelle, but again, a lot of their records, for me, blend together because they all do kind of sound the same.
They do.
But they're all good. So I might be wrong, but I think that's correct. Yeah. But if it's not, who cares?
I love Chevelle. Love it.
Dan, what do you like for music? What do you listen to?
I kind of listen to all kinds. Country is not lower on the list.
Sure.
But, I like a little like classic rock, a little old school rock.
Drake.
Yeah.
Fetty Wap.
Who?
What?
What was that last
Fetty
one?
Wap Wales. You should play some.
Who's Fetty? Is that a real
thing?
Don't waste your time looking it up. I'll spoil it for you. You're not going to like it, Mark.
I like
Corey
it.
Corey does know my taste.
Yeah, he's not going to like Fetty.
I mean,
you like Chevelle, right? Though,
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
Do you know them?
No.
What?
No.
That's disappointing.
That's
thinking about the Armory though. The last time I was at Armory, I was seeing Queens of the Stone Age.
And
awesome.
Mm. So you like that place as a?
Well, the concert was awesome. I'm fine with it. It's. I think it's a good venue. I don't think it's. I'm kind of indifferent about it. I guess. Mm. It's not the Orpheum. It's not the myth.
Turn this part up. The bridge is the best part of the song.
You won't find me curling up. A place that should make sense. Well, excuse me for this bad judgment. Night is so worth waiting for. A
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's good.
Bridges are the best.
They're the best.
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown! Somebody scored a touchdown.
Presented by
Redco.
Your truck accessories pro.
Vikings News. The Vikings play the Denver Broncos Sunday at noon. Fan line follows. I'm working it.
Good for you.
It's
finally.
A noon game. I'm going to go back to work. Why
good
not?
Good for you. Finally.
I'm happy.
Dan Eystrom, former Gopher kicker. Dan, I do this show called Vikings Fan Line. We take calls at 651-989-5326. We react to the Vikings game. It's me and my co-host. My co-host is on Twitter. You can follow him at 3RonJohnson. That's at 3RonJohnson.
That's a great, great story. It really has a funny ending.
I love Ron. I just like giving him crap. He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, 10.5 points. That's the deficit, or that's the line, I should say, on the Vikes-Broncos game. Would be kind of a disaster at a 4-0 clip right now at home to lose to a undermanned Broncos squad. This was this is a must win if you want to ever have a shot at the division, because I doubt the Packers are going to be losing games like this moving forward. I know they lost to the Chargers, but still,
yeah,
you got to have this one on Sunday. No reason why you shouldn't.
The narrative all week long, and I know you guys have talked about it with Ben, but Wednesday when I was out there, this is all everyone talked about, was how good Denver's defense is and how their solid nature on defense doesn't necessarily get reflected in their, what are they, 3-6?
Mm-hmm.
3-6 record. It's going to be a game where it may not be a pretty and fun game for the Vikings offense, but I think it comes to the point where people just don't think Denver's offense can score points. So if you score more points, if it's 17-10, you still win that game, and that might be the kind of game that it comes in, ends up being. Maybe even a field goal kick for the win, right, Dan?
That's right.
Sauce, you got the injury report in front of you. What's the injuries look like for the Vikings?
Well, yesterday, let me look here, Corey, quick. I was
looking at BuzzFeed?
No, I was doing something else. Thielen, Linval, Klein, and Anthony Harris did not practice yesterday. Right. And they put Brett Jones on IR.
Yeah.
It's Brett. Yeah. But Zimmer did say yesterday that Linval, Thielen, who's the other guys I just meant? Harris,
and, yep. What's
the other one?
Sendejo.
That they have a chance to play. Now, it's probably subterfuge. It's probably just Zimmer being Zimmer. But he said they have a chance to play.
Yeah.
I would bet on that list of all those people that are out, if any of them, like AJ said, have a chance, I would bet Thielen's is 1%.
And Linval's probably right there with him, too.
I don't know why you'd play him. I mean, you can beat this team without Thielen, and why have him go out there when you have a bye week coming up and you have an extra day off on the following Sunday because you play Monday night? I don't know why he would play. I would bet it's less than 1% that Thielen plays.
Sure could use Harris or Dejo, though. One of those two's got to play.
Yeah, I think Harris will.
Yeah, I mean, you need one of them.
Short on safeties.
Yeah. The I think every time we have an opportunity or I have an opportunity to stress this, I do. Zimmer, the first day he came here, he had a little get-together with the media, and he stressed how important the position that Linval Joseph plays and what he does, the roles that he has, are to his defense. Now, Linval wasn't here quite yet, but that position, too, is of the utmost importance for him. So I think that if you can take an opportunity, not overlooking this opponent, but maybe if he's 50-50 and you lean to the sit side for him, too, I think that might be an important thing going into a bye week for the final push for this team as well.
You know what I remember the most about that, that little get-together, little party he had when he first got here?
Guy falling asleep in the back?
No, doing the Macarena. Remember we all did the Macarena?
Yeah. What other songs did they listen to?
That's the only one. We just played this on a loop.
That's
we all did the Macarena. Yeah.
How long did you do the Macarena?
4.5 hours.
He did buy us pizza.
He did.
Wow. It was a pizza party.
Yep, it was a pizza party with a Macarena.
Somebody fell asleep in the back.
Remember that, Dan? Were you there for that? I can't remember.
Yeah, Dan was there, yeah.
Were you there, Dan?
That's the first time we met Dan. Okay. Thanks for leaving me out to dry, man.
It gets the bit, man.
I was definitely not there.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. We should go to Hy-Vee real quick with CJ and then come back and get ready for some initials game.
Yeah, we got to talk to Mr. Z. We'll do a quick Fan 5. We'll get to Parrish's take on the Wild game here in the next segment. We'll talk Gophers.
There's a movie I care about that comes out today, too. Oh, Ford versus something or other.
God, I keep wanting to say Fiari.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah, he's racing a
with Ferrari so
he's on
bad.
Guy
Ferrari.
Yeah, Guy Ferrari.
Yeah, that's
that would be great if like Henry Ford took on Guy Fieri. So we'll talk Wild Coyotes when we come back, and then we'll get Dan Nystrom's take on Gophers Iowa as well. Then we'll play Initials at 8:15. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Time now for the Vikings Report on the Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings fullback C.J. Ham joins the Power Trip after this from...
Lots to do in this little segment, so let's get right to it. Power Trip Morning Show. It's Friday morning, and this is Mr. Z. Mr. Z, Netflix, your thoughts.
Hey, one second. It sounds like, it says like it's still screening.
Oh, no, what? Yeah.
What?
What?
One second, we'll get him on hold.
I love hold that Mr. thought. Z, Netflix, your thoughts.
That's all you got to do to get him going.
Yeah, he hates it.
Try that.
The hell is this? This is next. That's new. Let's see if this works. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey guys, what's up?
It's weird. Our computer's changing all the time, I guess.
Technology, things are just changing. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I don't want to steal Chris's question, but Netflix, your thoughts? No, honestly, we got a lot to get to, so let's not waste any time because this segment's just packed with garbage. So let's start with movies, though, with you. Charlie's Angels, they're rebooting it with Kristen Stewart. Your thoughts?
Yes, there's nothing special about this film. It appeals to a younger audience than I am, but I can tell you the cast. To talk about the beauty of some of these young, you know, like it sounds weird and kind of creepy, but gee whiz, Naomi Scott and I forget the name of her co-star. They're so very, very attractive. It's kind of hard to overlook that it's a beautiful movie. It's really cool and stylistic, but there's nothing original in it. It's meant for a young audience, and they'll come to it. It's going to do about $15 million.
You know, so I guess Charlie in this case is a female, right?
Yeah, well, not to spoil anything, but Charlie's Angels has expanded, and so there's a lot of angels and a lot of Bosleys.
But... Okay, because I was going to say, if it's true progress, shouldn't we have like a gal behind the scenes and three dudes running around shirtless?
The Beaver.
Right?
Yes.
Let's give some dudes some jobs, too.
Yeah, so there's multiple angels and multiple Bosleys. This happens to be this team of angels that's led by Elizabeth Banks.
All right.
Oh. Also wonderful as well.
What about Matt Damon and Christian Bale and Ford versus Ferrari?
So that's the movie. That's the one that... That is more in most people's wheelhouse. And, you know, if you ask people to sit down and just, say, hey, you know, who, they name your five, like, favorite actors right now. A lot of times both of these guys would be in a lot of people's list. Christian Bale and,
Matt Damon.
And Matt Damon, yeah. So it's
good for you.
There he is. Hi, Christian.
he's not really.
I'm not a car guy. And I still really liked the film. It's just so good, well written and so well acted and all that good stuff. But, the car guys really like it. It's a story of 1966 where Ford decides that they want to try to make a name for themselves by beating Ferrari in the Le Mans race. And they have a very short time to create a vehicle that can race in this 24-hour race. And they're trying to get Christian Bale's character to drive the car, but he's kind of a wild card. It's all based on a true story. Very good movie. And the people will like it. And there might be some Oscar-type nominations for it.
Interesting. All right. Thanks, Mr. Z. Appreciate it, man.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Z Movies. At Mr. Z Movies.
Go flash your lights.
Oh, yeah. Did you find the whole bit?
You want me to go flash your lights? Then why are you trashing my scene?
The best.
You are trashing my scene. You do it one more time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. Yeah, you might get it. He doesn't get it. You might.
I get it.
He does not get it.
What movie was that?
It was one of the first Terminators that he was a part of. Maybe the first Terminator that he was a part of, but... God dang, one of the all-time best rants. And again, it gave us this.
Oh, good for you.
Still my all-time favorite button in Power Trip history.
There goes Harrison Ford versus Ferrari. Thank you, Perry. That's the worst pity laugh of all time.
Just an epic rant because somebody walked in front of a light or something and he just lost it.
Yeah.
I freaking love it.
It happens.
Oh, good for you.
All right, Fan 5. Let's talk sports. Let's start with the
sports.
Wild. We haven't asked Mark about the game last night. The Wild looked like they were going to blow it a couple of times, but they find a way to get that third goal. And they beat a pretty goddamn good Arizona team, right? Arizona was awesome on the road, but last night at home, the Wild continue to dominate at home at the X.
Yeah, Arizona has been playing well. It was a little home cooking. Must have done the body good last night for the Wild. They played well in L.A., the last game on the road swing there. Probably deserved better, but that's how, you know, sports and hockey works. But last night it was good to see Parisi get on the board. He's had a lot of chances to see him have a big night.
What?
Greenway getting the board. These guys, that Fiala has been pretty hot lately. And yeah, it was a really good hockey game. It was a good, solid home win, 3-2. It's against a very strong team that's been playing really well.
Yeah. Unanswerable question. They're 4-1-1 at home. They're a nightmare on the road.
Yeah.
It's the same team, Zach. Right, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's things you just can't explain. Where you just,
Like you to try.
I will do my best.
Go for it.
So they do. They like I said, they played well in L.A. They've had opportunities and win some games on the road, and I know. And it's a really hard schedule. I know people don't like excuses. They don't like excuses, and they won't use it as an excuse. For 13 games out of the first 18 on the road, that's really, really hard to start off a season. You want to get home. You want to get the fans, everything. There's just a comfort level there. And instantly, you're just kind of thrown back on your heels for the first 20 games of the season, more or less. So, yeah, they've been fighting through it. But at least that home record, that's something you can focus on. And you build off that. And eventually, if you can get back to 500 on the road, then, well, whatever. We got 60 games left.
So explain this, because I never wore hockey gear. Shocking.
Yeah, this was interesting.
What are no-cut socks? Because it sounds like Jason's socks may have saved him last night, because he had a blade catch him badly, and I know he limped off the ice, but it sounds like the socks somehow saved him. Explain that.
I wish I had some technical terms for you, but I know that, I don't know if you guys, Clint Malarchuk, an old Buffalo Sabre goaltender, if you look up
with his throat.
Yep, his throat. So that's when they started to develop this technology that, you know, that neck guards, a lot of the junior leagues up in Canada require neck guards like that. So they literally just designed a fabric that could withhold whatever, like a razor blade cut, whatever kind of cut. And yeah, I've got scars on my legs because, of course, they didn't develop in socks back when I played.
Hear ye, hear ye.
It says Eric Carlson.
Yep.
Is that a name that this injury, whose Achilles tendon was severed by an opposing player's sharp skate blade?
Yeah, one of the best defensemen, defensemen in the league.
It's Kevlar.
He's in San Jose, and yeah, that was part of it. Like, because guys would, you could step down the back heel of the skate, even though it comes up to kind of cover up the Achilles tendon. If somebody doesn't cover it, literally, there's guys that get stepped on and their Achilles tendons just completely get severed, which throws.
I just snap.
And that's exactly what it is. It like really snaps like a rubber band, and your Achilles tendon goes right up
it
almost,
rolls up.
Almost to your butt.
Sounds like Jason's okay, though, that looked pretty scary.
No, it's, thank God for that technology.
It rolls up to your butt?
Oh, it just snaps right up your leg.
1 inch.
It ends careers if it's a bad one. If you completely sever it, your career is over.
Cripes.
Yeah. Ugh. It's like those snap bracelets.
Yep. More
You know, you snap on your wrist and they roll. That's what it's like, but in reverse.
Yeah.
All right, back over to Dan Nystrom for a second, because Dan, we said this on Monday when the Gophers won on Saturday. Vikings won a Sunday night game against Dallas, but we still, the A topic was still Gophers and Penn State. It's pretty rare, again, in modern Gopher history, to have a weekend where Gophers take the headlines away from the Vikings. This is clearly still a Viking state. But I think because Denver's the opponent on Sunday and most people think they're going to win, it should be a pretty easy win for the Vikes. All eyes are on Gophers and Hawkeyes tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And speaking of you again, 1999 was the last time the Gophers won in Iowa. You were there.
Yeah, there's the 20-year anniversary of the Penn State kick, now the 20-year anniversary of the last time that we won down in Iowa. Hopefully it's good luck for us, for
that
sure.
That would be good. Remind me of how that game went. Did you send a game-winning kick in that one as well, or were you a non-factor?
No game winners, but I kicked 3 field goals in that game.
That
went
matters.
3 for 3, and I think we won 25-21, 24-21, something like that.
So you needed all of them.
We did, and
so
that was actually that was the first time that we had gotten Floyd back in a long time. So it's pretty awesome.
So what is it? What has been the issue the last 20 years? Because it can't just be that they are always better than us. It's got to be something weird about that environment. What is it?
Well, I think it probably has something to do with the pink locker room.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's the Hayden Fry bit, right? Yeah. Hayden
Minnesota Fry Duluth used to have one of those.
That is.
That's not sexist or anything.
No. You know, I mean, it's a tough place to play down there. Like anywhere. I mean, they've got good fans. They bring a lot of people out to the stadium, and they've got some home field advantage down there. No different than like what we had here last weekend against Penn State. So, and they're a good team. I mean, they played Penn State tight. They played Wisconsin tight. So we're going to have to go down and execute similar to the way that we did this last weekend.
Ben Lieber mentioned this too, is they control the style of play to keep the game lower scoring so that at those final moments they have an opportunity to strike. Wisconsin basketball used to do it all the time. They slow down the play so that it's always going to be a low scoring close game. And in that essence, you're always in it. You're always ready, one play away at the fourth quarter to win that game. And that's also something on top of good players and good coaching that they have an opportunity to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's definitely their style of play. And, you know, I don't think it, I don't think it's a bad thing for the way that the Gophers play. I mean, we love to run the ball. Mm-hmm. And then we take our shots and have been very effective through the passing game as well. But we really want to control the time frame and control the line of scrimmage. And like anything else, or like most football games, it's all going to come down to how we execute and probably the how we do up front.
But you like the streak to end tomorrow?
I do, absolutely.
I do too. I'm a little surprised Iowa's a favorite. I think that's Vegas leaning on history a little too much, because I think everybody thinks that objectively the Gophers are a better team this year.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, the Gophers are going to have to earn that respect a little bit. You know, no different than jumping up to number eight this week, or number eight or number nine.
Yeah.
You know, it took a while for that to happen, and I think we'll continue to move up as we start to play some of these better teams.
Let's go.
It's going to be sweet. All right, so Chris, now, we got something special. We got a big prize on the line and pressure on you guys, and that's my favorite thing.
KFN is teaming up with Wilderness Inquiry and the Star Tribune Vacation and Travel Experience to send one of you lucky rubes to Apostle Islands kayaking adventure on Lake Superior.
So now here's the deal.
This is sweet.
I've lived in Minnesota my entire life. I know I'm dumb. I've never heard of the Apostle Islands. AJ, you've been there and you say it's spectacular.
I haven't been there. My parents
have
been
there. I thought you had been there.
But they come back with these pictures of them taking the boats or the kayaks. If you Google pictures of the Apostle Islands, it doesn't look like you're in Minnesota or northern Wisconsin, whatever part of the lake you're on there. There's you kayak through these little like rock formations, the crystal clear, almost like turquoisey, like Caribbean colored water. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like Lake Superior, but it is Lake Superior. So you have everything that Minnesota has to offer, northern Minnesota, these little like bed and breakfast towns that you can be a part of and have everything that they have to offer, and then this awesome portion of Lake Superior that I didn't know existed until a couple years ago.
I didn't either. And did the Google image search. It looks like Norway or something.
Yeah,
it looks unbelievable. Well, and it's just a couple hours away.
A winner and a guest will participate in any regularly scheduled base camp and kayak trips courtesy of Wilderness Inquiry. So we're going to take five callers?
Five, yeah, because we got
That's
Dan sweet. In here too. So five
That's
callers.
Right.
So there is a grand prize, right? Everybody's going to draft an initials player, and you're going to be paired up with a KFAN employee / Dan Nystrom next segment.
Right.
There's a grand prize winner, whoever wins initials, but what do the other four people get, Chris?
Everybody at least gets a pair of tickets to the Star Tribune Vacation and Travel Experience show at the Minneapolis Convention Center this weekend, but they also get a pair of beer dabbler tickets at the experience.
That's
so no
awesome.
Matter what, you get something cool.
So, all right, so awesome prizes on the line with a big grand prize, but let's do this. We're going to take the first five callers. A draft happens. You guys got to stay on hold so we can get your information, and then it should be a lot of fun. Let's see how this works. All right.
I hope Dan goes before Parrish.
Probably a very good chance.
Caller number one, good morning. What's your name? Where are you from? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Luis.
Who do you want in initials? You are the absolute first caller. You can have AJ Mansoor, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, Mark Parrish, or Dan Nystrom.
Let's go with AJ.
You're going to go AJ first.
Luis on line four gets AJ.
Line four gets AJ. All right, we'll put you on hold.
Next caller
we'll put you
takes
on hold.
Dan.
That would be awesome if that happened. Caller Sting number two. Bit. What's going on? What's your name?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Jake, what's going on, man?
Not much, just at work.
Jake, AJ's off the board. Who do you want to draft?
Well, I'm going to take Sauce today. I'm feeling lucky with Sauce. Oh,
thanks, babe.
Right? Well, look at here.
Sauce, how do you feel about that? You're the second pick.
I feel great, yeah.
Okay, we're going to put Jake, was it Jake? Jake on hold.
You're the Ryan Leaf of this contest.
Yeah,
you really are.
That guy.
Okay, good one.
Yep, I'm that guy.
All right, good morning. What's your name?
Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
For a split second, he had English.
Snapping the
football. I thought he was English.
All right. Mike, AJ and Sauce are off the board. You can have Chris Hockey, Mark Parrish, or initials rookie Dan Nystrom.
Come on, let's go hockey.
Yes,
you're gonna take Hawk. Dan, how do you feel about
just
this?
Shocked at how this
you're
order
flying
is going.
Flying down the list, Dan.
Oh, you know, disrespected, just like the Gophers.
That's right. Hey,
that's right.
It's gonna be like 99-0.
That's right, again. Baby.
Here comes the drama.
Yeah,
right?
Here's Parrish's favorite thing. Cloud versus the Gopher.
Dan, here's the thing. Dan,
I'm kind of nervous about this right now.
You're probably gonna get picked fifth. What if this guy picks you or Mark Parrish?
He better just for the bit.
It's gonna stay.
Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, it's Whitey. What's up, boy?
Hey, Whitey.
What up, Whitey?
Whitey, you have an awesome decision to make. You have a grand prize on the line, and again, you're pick four, so the big three are gone. AJ, Sauce, or Hawk. You have two selections and two selections only. You can have either Mark Parrish, former NHL All-Star, or initials rookie former Gopher kicker Dan Nystrom. Who do you want, Whitey?
Well, I'm a huge hockey guy, and I'm kind of a vodka guy too.
Now we're talking.
I'm gonna go with Perry.
All right, Whitey.
That's right, Perry.
All right,
he's fishing for free product.
Right, so line three,
yeah, Parrish will give it to him. Goes with Parrish.
Line three. Goes
you
with
have
Parrish.
To call me Whitey.
All right, and I wanted Nystrom to go four.
Really?
All right, and then last but not least, this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Scott.
Hi, Scott. Scott, are you a Golden Gopher football fan?
Boy, am I.
Okay. You're getting paired up with Dan Nystrom. And again, we've talked about it all morning, but Dan, 20 years ago, shocked the world and beat Penn State. So maybe he'll shock the world and send you to the Apostle Islands. How do you feel about that?
Wait, I get Dan Nystrom?
You get Dan. You are paired with Dan. There you go.
Scott should have been the first call.
Yeah, there you go.
That would have been great.
All right, you guys, everybody that's on hold, stay on hold. We'll get your information, because either way, you're going to at least win that experience, and then one of you is going to the Apostle Islands. We'll talk more about that and play initials right after this Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Download it now.
It's Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. It is that time of day. It is that time of week. It's initials time on the Power Trip Morning Show. Corey Cove, have you prepared yourself?
I'm ready, man.
Dan Nystrom, have you prepared yourself?
He's ready.
I'm ready.
Dan's okay, ready. He's good. Been prepped by his buddies. His buddies good. Gave him absolutely terrific advice, and that was...
Well, not much. Until we were sitting here, my buddy Jacob Jacobson, he said, write everything down and make some guesses.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's awful That's advice.
It. Here we go. I'm going to hit the intro. Let's get this thing started.
Last week on Initials, those yelling in their car with the correct answer had a great week.
Three.
What the first one
two, I don't know.
One.
Oh,
no one.
Two.
C'est la vie, bitch!
Three out of the first five items stumped the players. For one player, the initials themselves stumped him.
Special edition, but what's the...
Starts with a C.
Collector's edition.
AJ, would that have helped if that was a clue that the first word starts with a C?
After being tied with Sauce after nine items, the man, the myth, the monsieur learned that there is no S in C&E and ran away with it to earn win number 99.
Connected to 1988's Die Hard.
AJ.
Okay.
Christmas Eve.
You win.
That's right.
Nice job, Abe.
Wow.
Bang!
This week on Initials.
Number two Penn State on the road. Dan Nystrom for the win. He got it! And the Gophers have beaten the number two team in the country!
Hey, this is Coach Glenn Mason. You got this one, Dan. If you can kick a field goal to beat number two Penn State, let me tell you, you can beat Meat Sauce blindfolded with your hands tied behind your back.
Dan Nystrom makes his debut. Initials starts now.
Dude, that's sweet.
That's awesome. That's brilliant. Nice job,
Zach Daniels.
That's brilliant.
Zach Daniels is the
your
best.
Your coach still believes in you 20 years later.
He does. Coach Mace is awesome.
How is it that that was 20 years ago?
I know, it's crazy.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I was also a freshman at the U in 1999.
No one cared about you then. No one cares about you now.
Wow.
Well, you're mean to me.
Well, now I hope lose. I was cheering for you because I'd like the drama. Because AJ's going for win number 100. I would like the drama to stretch out over weeks and weeks.
I thought you cheered for me.
Well, I was cheering I was cheering for anybody but AJ, but now it's anybody but AJ or Sauce.
You don't drama for
I'll
your
take
mama.
It.
What are your sources down
it's
the hall?
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
That's right, and this week it's Kickstart. Kickstart your day, Mountain Dew Kickstart. It all starts with a kick, Corey.
Oh, I see it. Get it?
Yeah.
Starts
with
a kick.
Yeah.
20 years ago. A lot of kicking themes today for Dan. All right, we play Initials every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials. These five gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has six clues. I start reading out clues as soon as they know who or what I'm describing. They yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, and they have to pronounce it correctly, by the way. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9, held by Sauce and AJ. AJ is your all-time wins leader. He has 99 career victories. You are the first to have a shot at 100. Today is attempt number 1. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. We'll see how that goes. If I get 100, you can head over to the Rival House, downtown St. Paul. They'll give you a free tap beer and a $3 initials appetizer. You can go all weekend long or their Sunday brunch and Bloody Mary bar.
You're also only 4 points away from 900 career points, so you could have the two of those milestones break
big day.
The same day. Sauce, you are second all-time in career victories. You have 90.
I do. If I win, you can go to any of the Ouellette bakeries. You get six free donuts when you buy six all weekend long. Just tell them, Meat Sauce One Initials.
Chris Hockey has 56 career victories, and Chris, you have 733 career points.
Thank you very much, and if I win, you'll receive 10% off your entire order at Radco.com when you use the promo code INITIALS this weekend. Discount does not apply to toppers. Just go to Radco.com.
Mark Parrish has 19 career victories, 19 more than Dan Nystrom, which is okay. But, Mark, you've been stuck on 19 since what? Something like August?
Somewhere in the 70s.
July or August?
1970s?
Initials just tweeted. I think it's June.
June. Either way, you have a sponsor, though.
Mark Parrish is sponsored by Northland Vodka. If Parrish wins, when you win, Perry, a free Perry. Which is Northland Vodka, by the way, vodka soda with a lemon, or half-price order of chicken wings at Fremont in Uptown.
That's right. Got to get to 20 for Fremont.
That's right.
Hey, you know what's crazy is I love that a company like Northland Vodka has finally stepped up to the plate. Somebody finally believes in you. Who's a part of that company again?
I had to pay for it myself.
Got it. That's so okay. You sponsored yourself. I see what you did
hey,
there.
If nobody else is going to step up for me, I'm going to step up myself.
That's right.
Zero career points because this is his first appearance for former Gopher kicker Dan Nystrom. Dan, you understand the game. You're ready to roll. Your friends are behind you.
Ready to rock and roll.
All right. Nobody,
guys.
Nobody used their phones. Everybody has to pronounce the answers correctly. Yeah, Dan. Here we go. The initials this week for game number 281 all time in initials history. The initials are SB.
I knew it.
SB. And away we go.
Sup, bitch.
Oh, great. Oh, that's one.
That's item one.
Wow. You win.
That's right. Game over.
Good guy.
Good guys.
Good one. Item one of SB.
Clue number one.
23 years old.
Clue number two.
The first word is sometimes Kaiser.
Clue number three.
Connected to Arkansas.
Clue number four.
Connected to an intellectual disability.
Clue number five.
Connected to Carl Childers. last but not least,
clue number six.
Won two Academy Awards and made a star out of its writer and director, Billy Bob Thornton.
Hawk
was first.
Mark. Sling Blade.
Oh, wow. Good night. I had no chance of that one.
Sling Blade.
By the way,
Hawk,
no idea. Fried taters in there.
Yeah, that's what Morris used to call me.
Sling Blade?
Yeah. He did.
Boy, yeah, he did.
Guys.
That should have stuck.
Yeah. Hey, meat sauce, didn't he? Gave me that.
All right. Hawk on the board with Sling Blade. That's item one. Here's item two of SB.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1953.
Clue number two.
Connected to a yacht, convertible, and Tiffany's.
Clue number three.
Has connections to Madonna, Kylie Minogue, and Ariana Grande.
Clue number four.
Famously connected to Eartha Kitt.
AJ.
Okay.
Dang it.
Santa Baby?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
No idea.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right. Good one, AJ. That was good.
As soon as you said your name. Dang it.
Dan, your thoughts so far through two items?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, tough, right?
Not a whole right, lot.
Here we
what
go.
Does it feel like to be me?
Here we go. Hawk has
one. I'm not going to answer that.
Hawk has one. AJ has one. Here's item three of SB.
Clue number one.
Appeared in 1971's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Clue number two.
This is connected to overindulgence.
Clue number three.
This is a derogatory term.
Clue number four.
Treatments include successfully setting limits.
Come on.
AJ.
Yep.
Spoiled brat.
That's right.
Ah! Meat sauce!
Meat sauce!
Come on.
There were a whole bunch of spoiled brats in that film, but specifically
nice job,
Baruch Assault.
I had to get snotty brat out of my head.
All right, AJ with two. He takes the lead. He's trying to get win number 100. AJ has two. Hawk has one. We're on item four of SB.
Clue number one.
Includes vertical bands.
Clue number two.
Are generally brown.
Clue number three.
They are caught.
Clue number four.
The maximum is approximately 12 pounds.
Hawk.
Yep.
Sea bass.
Hawk is out for the remainder of item four.
Clue Paul. Number five.
Paul.
Smallmouth bass.
That's right.
You're right there.
Harry, you were on the right path.
Harry.
Small
I
mouth
fish
bass.
Like once a year.
You fish more than me.
Yes, correct.
Good one.
Accurate.
Good
AJ has two. Great sauce line. And Hawk with one apiece.
Damn it.
This isn't sea bass one word.
I think so. Kick his ass, sea bass. Here's item five of
How
SB.
Could it be one word if smallmouth bass is two words?
I don't know.
I don't know if sea bass is one or two words. I don't know.
It has to be two. It's a distinctive... Yeah, whatever. Okay. Who cares?
Damn it.
Yeah, thanks, Wikipedia. See, saw some on your team now. Here's item five of SB.
You and I are definitely not on the same team.
Cash those tickets.
Clue number one.
Is the title of a Kiss album.
Clue number two.
Connected to a bullwhip.
Clue number three.
It's connected to a video game franchise.
Clue number four.
This is connected to sound.
Paul.
Okay.
Sonic Boom.
That's right.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Way to put that one together.
I didn't know there was a Kiss record.
I still haven't.
Good one, Sonic.
Video
sauce.
Game Thanks. Franchise. That's the only
that's,
one.
That's NBA Jam, right?
I'm going to go with Sonic.
Sonic. Had a series of games called Sonic Boom.
But in NBA Jam, like a giant dunk, one of that guy's catchphrases is Sonic Boom. No, that's
Street Fighter or something.
That's Street Fighter. Damn it.
All right, you're an idiot and still got it right. That works. Sometimes you can back into
he's
the right
on
answer.
Fire.
Sauce has two. AJ has two. Hawk has one.
Boom shakalaka.
Item six.
That's what I thought.
Item six of SB.
Clue number one.
Has appeared on Family Guy.
Clue number two.
Got a championship ring after a 2016 season.
Clue number three.
Made headlines October 14th of 2003.
Clue number four.
Famously wore a shirt with the word Renegades on it.
Paul?
Okay.
This is wrong. I'm not going to answer.
Five. Four, three, two,
Hawk.
One. That's so weird. Hawk.
Saquon Barkley?
Both of you are out. Man, we're down to Dan Nystrom, AJ Mansoor, and Mark Parrish.
He was barely born.
Five.
He set a championship in 2016, didn't he? Oh,
yeah. Clue number five.
Famously connected to headphones. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
Was made famous down the left field line during the 2000...
AJ.
Yep.
Steve Bartman.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Steve Bartman. The Cubs gave him a championship ring after the Cubs won the World Series.
Good clues.
I think I know what you're going to say, Paul.
Yep.
I just always think it's so weird when you go, Paul, I'm not going to answer. That's wrong.
Well, because
you didn't even take a breath.
He talked himself out of it. I get it.
Yeah, I thought I had it. Yeah.
The rest of us wait to buzz in.
Right.
And realize we don't have it. He takes a chance.
I'm only playing against him. I don't care what these other three do. I got to get it before he does.
Say that to Dan's face.
Well, Dan hasn't rang in. Hockey's barely rang in. And Parrish doesn't know where he is. All those are accurate.
So AJ has three, Sauce has two, Hawk has one. We are halfway through the game, so it's anybody's game. Here's item seven of SB.
Clue number one.
Connected to Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Paul.
Okay.
Sebastian Bach.
No.
You are out for the remainder of item seven.
Clue number two.
Connected to Dragon and Nighthawk.
Clue number three.
Connected to Billy Joel.
Clue number four.
Connected to, quote, Fergie and Jesus.
Clue number five.
Derek was almost played by either John Hamm. Yep.
Step Brothers.
That's right. Oh, wow.
Fergie and Jesus.
Step Brothers.
Genius. Yeah. Good clue, Cors.
Wow.
Cors.
Thanks.
Chris got that? Sorry.
Thanks.
Yep. So AJ has three, Sauce and Hawk with two apiece. Mark and Dan are not out of it yet. Here's item eight of SB.
Clue number one.
Jesus. Connected to Bo Jackson, Dan Marino, and Herschel Walker.
Clue number two.
It's been seen in New Orleans.
Mark.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
And he was baiting you on that one?
Yes, he was. And I bit.
Clue number three.
There have been dozens.
Clue number four.
Often found in the kitchen.
That's too easy.
Clue number five.
Connected to insurance company Allstate.
Hawk.
Yep.
Paul.
Five.
Sugar Bowl.
There you go.
That's right.
Nice job, Hawkey.
Sugar Bowl.
Oh, the Allstate. That, yeah.
Dang.
I just wrote that down, too.
Hawkey's barely buzzed in.
Don't get him, Hawk. Good guys.
Hawkey.
Yeah,
I'm a good guy.
You're ripping Hawkey, and Hawk has more points than you. Hawk has three.
Good. Win.
AJ has three. Sauce has two. There are four items to go, so Parrish and Dan still not mathematically out of it. Here's item nine of SB.
Clue number one.
Its national day is officially April 1st.
Clue number two.
Its exact origins are unknown, but it dates back at least a couple thousand years.
Clue number three.
The French brought it to California during the gold rush.
Clue number four.
This is often seen on tables.
Paul?
Okay.
Sourdough bread?
That's right.
Wow.
Good one, dude.
Holy balls.
You. That was a
thank good you.
One. Deep pull. Where did you get that?
San Francisco, because they...
they like sourdough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Frisco melt.
Yeah. That's sourdough is huge in San Francisco.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I know
because he's a genius.
Stuff. Thank
he's
you,
a stupid, stupid genius.
You're a genius.
All right, Parrish and Dan, you guys either have to run the table to tie because you're down three with three to go, but the other three are all tied at three, so it's still anybody's game.
Come on, good guys.
Item 10 of SB.
Come on.
Clue number one.
Connected to John Spartan and Simon Phoenix.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to Dr. Ryan Stone.
Clue number three.
Connected to the Met Gala in 2018.
Clue number four.
Has a connection to a blindfold.
Clue number five.
Was connected to Seabourn Legend, a cruise ship in 1997. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
Was once required to drive at least 50 miles.
AJ, Paul.
AJ was first.
Seatbelt?
Paul.
Sauce.
Sandra Bullock.
That's right.
Shoot. I should have waited one more word.
Sandra Bullock.
Ah, dang it. Ah, damn crap.
And Sauce.
Does everybody remember when the seatbelt was at the Met Gala?
I was dumb.
Connected to a blindfold. I can just see little bratty Sauce using a seatbelt as a blindfold. I can't see where we're going, Dad.
Yeah, good.
All right, now one of my best efforts.
All right, Sauce has four. Okay. AJ and Hawk have three. Now, Parrish and Dan, you guys are mathematically eliminated. But, Dan, I told you before the game started, just get on the board.
It's fun to play spoiler.
It's fun playing spoiler, too. Play it out. Here we go. Item 11 of SB, Sauce going for the win. SB item 11.
Clue number one.
Used in ancient Greece and ancient Rome for things like ostracism.
Clue number two.
Is often used to avoid intimidation.
Clue number three.
This is connected to privacy.
Clue number four.
This is a pivotal part of a legendary reality TV series that debuted May 31st of 2000.
Mark.
Okay.
Sound booth?
Parrish, out for the remainder of item 11.
Clue number five.
Its goal is for its participants to remain anonymous. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
This is a method of voting.
AJ.
AJ. Five, four, three.
Secret ballot?
Yep.
That's right.
Oh, nice job, AJ.
I thought I made that up.
Secret ballot. Nice.
That's such a weird.
Woo! That was good. I had no idea.
All right, we have good. A tie.
Survivor.
Yeah, exactly. Sauce and AJ have four apiece. Hawk, you're one back. So if Hawk gets this, we have a three-way tiebreaker. That would be sweet. Otherwise, Sauce or AJ gets the walk-off victory. If Parrish or Dan gets item 12, then we have an AJ Sauce tiebreaker as well. So AJ and Sauce going for the win.
No pressure on the other guys.
Going for the tie.
There's a vacation on the line here.
Good point. Here's item 12 of SB.
Clue number one.
Connected to Mark Wahlberg's TED 2.
Clue number two.
Connected to Vince Vaughn's Delivery Man.
Clue number three.
Connected to Jennifer Lopez's The Backup Plan.
Clue number four.
It's connected to kids.
Hawk.
Okay.
Spitball? All right. I'm sorry.
With a shot.
Hawk is out.
No reason to apologize to me.
Hawk's out for the remainder of item 12.
Right,
well, now Hawk is out either way, but still keep playing it out. AJ and Sauce still going for the win.
AJ. Clue number five.
Okay. For the win, for win number 105.
Safety blanket?
You're out.
AJ, you moron.
All right, so Sauce going for the win. If Parrish or Dan gets this, then we have a Sauce AJ tiebreaker.
Parrish.
Clue number five.
Come on.
Often contains adult materials such as movies or photographs. Final clue.
Clue number six.
They recruit donors and aid in achieving pregnancy.
Paul.
For the win.
Sperm bank.
Oh! That's right.
The walk-off win. Great sperm guess, bank is correct. Win number 91. Sauce, what happens now outside of AJ not getting
win
number 100?
Well, AJ's weekend is ruined. And if you buy six donuts at Ouellette, you can get six free donuts. And then I will give you a safety blanket, and I will wear my seatbelt when I drive my car.
Dude, you just sent somebody to the Apostle Islands as well.
So that was Jake on line five.
Jake on line five picks Sauce second, and he gets the Apostle Island trip. That's awesome,
Luis, I'm so sorry.
Woo! All right.
I was honestly on, like, South Beach on the last one. That's how close I was to that.
That's what Paul was going to buzz in and say.
One final segment with Dan Nystrom, Mark Parrish, AJ Mansour, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Cove. The Power Trip Morning Show returns for one final segment after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, real quick, because we're late, and we only have like a minute or two left in the show. We got a special guest. It's a big weekend, and we have a PSA to get to. So, good morning.
Captain James of the Minneapolis police area, and I would just like to tell all your listeners to, if they're going to the Met Gala this weekend, please wear your seatbelt.
Yeah, so you are the police chief for the Minneapolis police area?
Now, just a reminder to wear your seatbelt if you go to the Met Gala, and make sure you bring your security blanket. It gets cold out on these kind of late November nights.
Right.
What was his name?
I think it was Captain James of the Minneapolis police area.
Okay. All right, Captain James.
I've been trying to change his voice.
No, not really. Anything else you'd like to tell all the listeners about safety this weekend?
Just keep your security blanket close, and I farted in the studio, and it stinks so bad.
All right,
how's your view of the scoreboard from down there, Captain James?
Okay, there he goes.
There he goes.
That was the improv master himself, known as Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. It's pretty good. Dan, thanks for coming in, man. It was nice meeting you. Sorry initials didn't go your way, but who cares? You beat Penn State 20 years ago.
Hey,
you're free rolling.
My pleasure to be here.
It's a free roll, man. Give me a score prediction for tomorrow.
I'm saying Gophers 27-24.
So a close one, though. Oof. I kind of feel like we're going to whoop their ass. I know they're a defensive team, but I just think that this offense is so freaking good. I hope they just blow them out so the committee can't deny us a couple more spots. Any Vikings predictions or Gopher predictions out of this group?
Vikes win.
I agree. Vikes win, yeah.
I think Gopher is huge.
I think Vegas nailed it. I think it's going to be a 10-point win for your Vikes.
Gotcha. Bear Bear, it's going to be sad when your sponsor drops you at some point. But
tragic, right? But at least you can pick it up at, you know, like all top 10 liquor stores.
Amen.
And
yeah.
Haskell's, right. George's Liquors, right. All Sellers and Ace's Spirits, you know, places like that.
Right on, man. Northland Vodka.
Paul. You can also come see me do stand-up tonight, rivercityextreme.com. One show up in Monticello, 8 p.m.
Thanks to Dan Nystrom, thanks to Mark Parrish, AJ Mansour, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Cove. The Friday Football Feast, Buffalo Wild Wings, Apple Valley, 9 to noon. We'll see you on Monday.
KFAN, total.